You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, the Bay Sox looking for another big weekend as they have dropped two of the first three this week, but still a series win potentially in their sights. So they welcome the Altoona Curve to town for the fourth of six this week. here at Prince George's Stadium. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre McGarry here with you, counting you down to first pitch between Bowie and Altoona on a Friday night from the ballpark, just inside of 20 minutes to go until we get started. A tough one for the Bay Sox last night, a late effort, but ultimately six runs in the first two frames did Bowie in. The opening frames have been challenging for the Bay Sox, who have conceded the first run in the top of the first inning in all three games this week, and Bowie will be looking to rectify that after six crossed the plate in the first frame, five earned on Bowie starter Ryan Long. Bay Sox offense would come to life in the later frames. John Rhodes, a late home run, but ultimately Bowie was just unable to push that across. But very promising signs from the bullpen when you talk about those efforts. Seven and a third innings between three relievers, Cade Stroud, Keegan Gillis getting in on the action, as well as a double-A debut for Dan Hammer. They combined for 11 strikeouts and did not allow an earned run to cross. So the bullpen's been strong for Bowie, as has the late offense in this series. You're just hoping to put that whole body of work together here today. As we take a look at what is a very crowded second half of the Southwest Division, with Bowie entering game number 112 on the season today, 53-58. The Bay Sox are 22-20 in the second half, and that has them a game and a half away from Erie, who sits in first place in the Southwest Division. Seawolves, though, already first half champions in the Southwest, so they're already in the postseason. Bowie's really trying to just catch Richmond right now. The Flying Squirrels, 23-19, are one game ahead of the Bay Sox in second. Harrisburg tied with Bowie in this logjam of a division at 22-20, also a game and a half back. Akron is in fifth place at 20-21, three games back. And tonight's opponents, the Altoona Curve, trying to fight their way back into the playoff picture. They're four and a half back. Had a record of 18-22. Curve entered today 52-56 overall on the season for Altoona here, entering game number 109 in their campaign. Taking a look at the forecast from the ballpark for this evening's contest, it will be a very seasonal day, around 80 degrees the temperature here as we approach first pitch. Calm setting sun here over Prince George's Stadium, and mostly sunny skies persisting overhead, and no real chance of precipitation. Has been a little windy at times today. Wind is blowing out towards center field whenever it is picked up, towards 8 miles per hour at its apex. We'll take you through the starting lineups real quick and the pitching matchup in this one. We'll start with the visiting Altoona Curve, as Jackson Glenn will lead off. The third baseman has been leading off all week for the Curve. He'll stay in that spot. Very potent on-base threat is Glenn this week, who's 5-for-10 at the dish with also four walks. Sunshae Cheng will continue to hit second, the left-handed hitting shortstop, and then Matt Gorski comes back into the fray tonight. The right-handed hitting center fielder bats third. Joe Perez has been the most potent bat this week for the Curve, 6-for-13 with a home run. His first in the Pirates organization. The DH hits fourth. Matt Frazier in right field bats from the left side. He hits fifth. And then three straight right-handers. Carter Binns, the catcher, hitting sixth. Andres Alvarez, the second baseman, bats seventh. Jacob Gonzalez at first base hits eighth. And Chavez Young, switch hitting left fielder, bats ninth for Altoona. Brandon Young gets the ball for the Bay Sox. It's Young's season debut up here at Bowie. The left-hander pitched well, but was only limited to 13 innings in April of last year for Bowie before a long rehab process from injury landed him on the 60-day injured list through quite some time. He's been rehabbing the last month or so through the various levels of the Orioles system, and finally getting a move back up to Bowie where he can hopefully provide strong for the Bay Sox here tonight. We'll see how long he can go. Only about three or four innings so far through most of his rehab appearances before rejoining the Bowie roster permanently here earlier today. Dylan Beavers leads off for the Bay Sox off of another big week. Hits in all games so far this week, all three, as the left-handed bat will play right field. Jackson Holliday at shortstop, another lefty bat, hits second. And then it's five straight right-handers for Bowie. Four, in fact. Five of the next six will be right-handed, as Max Wagner, the third baseman, hits third. Judd Fabian in center field bats fourth. John Rhodes in left field hits fifth, and Silas Ardoin, the catcher, hits sixth. Greg Cohen, the lone lefty in that spell, the DH, bats seventh before the first baseman Maxwell Costas bats on the right side hitting eighth. And Colin Burns, second baseman, bats from the left side, rounding things out at ninth. They'll be opposed by a southpaw, Jackson Wolf, on the mound for Altoona. Just his third appearance in the Pirates system since being dealt over at the deadline from San Diego. Wolf and the Padres system had a very respectable 4.55 ERA through just 99 innings at the double-A level. He's 0-1 so far with Altoona, 5.63 ERA through two starts. Well, it's a big weekend here for Bowie. Also a big weekend for Maxwell Custis, the first baseman in his first series here at Prince George's Stadium. Baltimore roots and part of this Orioles system as he continues to try to make his climb towards the majors. We caught up with Maxwell, talked about his roots, and talked about his stellar season so far for the undrafted free agent out of Maryland. We'll catch up with him next when we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball. We're joined by Bay Sox first baseman Maxwell Custis. Kind enough to sit down with us here. Maxwell, thank you for taking the time.
No problem, man. It's an honor to be asked to be on the show right.
Well, we're happy to have you. So you've gotten your feet wet here in Double-A the last couple weeks after joining Bowie in Richmond about a week ago. How has it been, the first taste of Double-A?
I mean, I'll definitely say, like, this is a level now where, like, professionalism really comes out in you, right? Like, you know, there's a lot more, like, freedom in your days about, like, you know, like, there's no, like, scheduled lift times, there's no, like, you know, scheduled really hitting times, like, you know, it's a lot more just like, hey, like, you know, the weight room is open from this time and this time, if you need to come lift, or you know, early hittings from this time to this time, like, if you need to come in and work on some stuff, like, come in, like, you know, like, there's a lot more of, like, you know, you setting your own schedule, you needing to know, like, what you need to do every day to kind of, like, you know, be prepared to play at 7 o'clock every night.
And where have you seen yourself making those adjustments now with the more flexibility in the schedule?
You know, like, when I was at, you know, my high school, Gilman, which is in Baltimore City, and the University of Maryland, like, you know, my coaches there and my teachers there, too, like, set a lot of, like, you know, schedules for us, made sure that we were very mature about, like, you know, being disciplined about what we do, you know, day in, day out, like, you know, our routines are, like, set in place, you know, so I think I've been blessed with the fact that, like, you know, I've kind of had, like, prior teaching to all that. So, in all honesty, it hasn't been that much of a jump, but I will say, like, you know, it's nice getting to be around, like, older guys that have been in the organization. You know, I haven't even finished my first year yet, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and, you know, talking to them about, like, you know, what they do day in and day out, like, well, what did they discover, like, you know, throughout their time in the organization, like, you know, just picking little things up here and there from them.
Is there a specific piece of information you've gotten to pick up from anybody that stuck out to you?
I think the biggest one was from, you know, Peter Van Loon, actually. And he, you know, when I first got here, me and him were, like, sitting in the outfield, like, shagging during BP, and he was talking to me about the fact that, you know, like, you know, take all this in, really, right? You know, there's a lot of players that never, you know, aside from never getting to play professional baseball, there's a lot of players that never make it to Double A. So, like, you know, to be here in my first season, you know, two promotions in my first season, right, you know, there's something to be said that, you know, he said, like, you know, I'm doing the right things. Like, what is it that I need to really lock in as a player if I want to keep moving up levels?
Now, hey, all of that success you've had, they come from the foundation of the strong habits. That's what they say, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As we're joined here by Maxwell Custis on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. So now on the field, the adjustment to Double A pitching, because a lot of guys talk about that jump to guys having sharper breaking stuff, sharper out pitches? Is that something that you've noticed here about a weekend?
You know, I'll say no, because like I try to make my practice like as hard as possible. Like, you know, I will have like, you know, maybe you've walked by and seen it, but Sherman Johnson, the hitting coach here, like will be like 30 feet away from us, throwing at 100 miles an hour at us, throwing breaking balls, changeups, all that stuff. So when we get in the game, it like, you know, it's not like we haven't seen that before, right? You know, I try to make things kind of like, you know, I kind of call it like, you know, making like certain pitches seem unhittable and practice hitting unhittable pitches, right? So when I get in the game, it's like, okay, that's pretty good, but it's nothing I haven't seen already.
Right, exactly. I want to talk to you about your stance as well, because you roll with the split grip. And for people listening that might not be familiar with that, it's about an inch, maybe two, separation between the top hand and the bottom hand and stays through your swing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where did you pick that up at?
So I've always done it as a drill, actually. It's something I've done as a drill, like high school, college, even in professional baseball. And this year I started in low A Delmarva, and I was doing it during batting practice, right? And I hit like three in a round of five pitches. I hit three home runs, right? And I kind of just said, you know what? Let me just try this in the actual game tonight. And then went 4-for-4 in the game, right? So it's something that kind of just, you know, feels comfortable to me, right? Feels like I take better swings like that. Can't really explain why, but it just is.
Hey, when you have a start like that, you got to roll with it, right?
Exactly.
It's whatever works. As we're joined here by Maxwell Costas on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, I want to talk to you about your roots here coming into the Baltimore Orioles organization. You've talked about it a little bit, your upbringing, but also coming in as an undrafted free agent. What was that process like? And beyond the reasons you've already described, what made Baltimore a good fit for you?
I mean, like, who doesn't want to play for their hometown team? You know, like, my earliest memories are, you know, being 4 or 5 years old, watching Miguel Tejada, Melvin Moore, Brian Roberts play, you know, at Camden Yards. Like, I was in the upper decks watching. I was like, man, like, how in the world did they do what they're doing out there? And now I'm kind of doing it. So, like, I mean, you know, people ask me about being, like, an undrafted free agent all the time. But one of the things they don't realize is the draft was cut down 20 rounds.
Right.
You see a lot of good players that never even get a chance to play now. So, like, to just get this chance, you know, I kind of just said, like, I'm just going to, you know, run with this as far as I can, put my head down and do the work. And, you know, like I said, first full year I've been promoted twice.
And attending the University of Maryland, having those Baltimore roots, it's had to make it a special journey for you. Hopefully the family's been able to catch up as well.
They have
any of them coming back?
My mom and dad should be coming to the game tonight, actually.
That's exciting.
You know, and my the head coach at Maryland now, Matt Swope, said he's going to try to make it out sometime this week to come see me play too. So, like, I mean, it doesn't feel like I'm out of my own out here. You know, like the guy I just mentioned, Peter Van Loon's, his home is 4,000 miles away. Mine is 45 minutes down the highway. Right. So, I mean, I don't feel alone. Like, I have my friends with me here. I have my family with me here. Like, you know, if I'm ever in a rut, I can just, like, you know, again, 45 minutes down the highway, go get a hug from my mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like, I mean, this has been a blessing. Right, this has been a blessing. I, you know, have gotten this opportunity, and like I said, I'm just going to run with it.
Family makes everything much more special.
Family makes everything much more special.
When you talk about family, your brother as well. He's been in the Astros organization. Is there anything you've been able to take from his journey throughout the minor league so far?
I mean, kind of like what I've been saying, like the idea of like having to just put your head down and do the work, right? If you kind of get caught up in like, you know, like how far it's like, you know, the major league seems away, like you're never going to get there. Right, like it's a lot more about, you know, kind of like making it to the next light pole in a way. Like if you're running a marathon, you don't think about running the 26 miles. You think about running to the next light pole, and then running to the next light pole, and right, and then so all of a sudden you look up and you're already done 20 miles, right? So here I try to do my best to never think about, you know, like how many levels I have to, you know, how many more levels I have to traverse. Like who is it that I have to outdo to get a chance, right? Like it's just, you know, go perform and whatever happens, happens.
All right, Maxwell, as we wrap up with you here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, one last question for you. You mentioned it, just about a month left in the season. What are some goals you're setting for yourself here to end the season strong?
I think the biggest thing is not to be too concerned with success, but more so concerned with, like, you know, how do I feel at the plate, right? How do I feel playing, right? Like, do I feel comfortable in the box, right? Do I feel like I'm seeing the pitches well, right? Am I making, like, good swing decisions, right? Am I putting good swings on balls, right? Like, little things that, you know, can be, like, kind of like a jump start to next year when I come back, right? So, like,
You put the work in, the results will come. That's what they always say, right? Well, hey, Maxwell, we thank you for sharing your journey with us so far, and glad to have you here in Bowie. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate you, man.
That was Bay Sox first baseman Maxwell Costas. When we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, we'll get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Last weekend of the regular season kicks off on Friday the 8th with Adley Rutschman Night. Mystery Adley Rutschman giveaway items for the first 750 fans. Fireworks on Saturday with the return of our 1K beer run. See how fast you can complete the race while getting three beers down. And our Birdland celebration on Sunday. Free autograph items for the first 1,000 fans. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game four of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Bowie, Maryland. And as Brandon Young warms the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona Curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at third base, you've got Jackson Glenn, followed by Sung Chae Chang, the shortstop, batting second. Matt Gorski in center field bats third. Joe Perez, the DH, cleans up. Matt Frazier in right field bats fifth. Carter Binns, the catcher, bats sixth. Andres Alvarez at second base bats seventh. Jacob Gonzalez at first base eighth. Chavez Young is in left field, batting ninth. The Curve, the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Drew Bennis, John Nunnally, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. Victor Silva is the athletic trainer.
Altoona is 52-56 in the season, a one-game winning streak. They're currently 18-22 in the second half. That is sixth in the Southwest Division, last overall. They're 4.5 games out of first place. Again, their lineup features Glenn Changorski, Perez, Frazier, Binns, Alvarez, Gonzalez, and Young, all to face off against Brandon Young on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie is 309 feet down the line to left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, with mild winds at the moment out towards center. Shadows stretching across most of the infield right now, but center and right field taking in plenty of sunlight. Young is ready to go. Right-hander turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball swung on and missed high, and we're underway at 7:05 p.m. on a 79-degree, partly cloudy day here in Bowie, Maryland. Glenn hitting 281 in the season and 809 OPS in 31 games. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a breaking ball is swung on and missed down. It's quickly nothing and two. Eight doubles and a triple for Glenn on the season, four homers. He's got 18 runs batted in. As Young holds at the waist, brings up to the chin before firing the 0-2 pitch. And it's pieced foul back to the screen. Count stays at nothing and two. Bay Sox fell yesterday, an early onslaught from the Altoona offense, a 6-3 game. All six runs for the curve were in the first two innings, five of them in the second inning alone. Another 0-2 pitch in here to Glenn, and it just misses outside. Run the count to a ball and two strikes now. Young fires the next, and it's a breaking ball, just misses too far low, two balls and two strikes. Glenn has gotten on base to lead off a game twice this week. This is the fourth game this series. He struck out to open the game yesterday. 2-2. Called strike three. Fastball on the outside half of the plate, and Brandon Young welcomes himself back to Bowie with a strikeout looking. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers, Max Wagner at third, Jackson Holiday at short, Colin Burns at second, Maxwell Costas at first, Silas Ardoin catches behind the plate for Brandon Young on the mound. Sungjae Chang bats now, 287 average, 694 OPS in 42 games. First pitch is called for strike on the outside edge, it's nothing and one. Six doubles and a triple for Chang, two homers, 16 runs batted in. Scoreless game, top of the first, as Young winds and deals the next offering. Chang lets it go by, too far down and away, 1-1. Brandon Young, a 6'6", 210-pound right-hander, non-drafted free agent, signed by Baltimore after the 2020 draft. He went to Louisiana Lafayette. 1-1 pitch, and it misses too far down, two balls and one strike. Big-time arm for the Ragin' Cajuns before joining the Orioles organization. It's his first appearance with Bowie this season, but he had started 2022 with the Bay Sox before missing most of the year with injury. 2-1 pitch. Fastball up and away, 3-1 here on Chang. Overall on the year, between the Complex League, Single-A Delmarva, and High-A Aberdeen, Young has gone 0-2 with a 4.91 ERA in five games, 3-1. And it misses down and away for ball four. Five-pitch walk here to Chang, first base runner for Altoona with one out in the first, and now it turns to Matt Gorski. Young has 14 and two-thirds innings under his belt this season. He's allowed 8 earned runs, 16 hits, 17 strikeouts, and believe it or not, he's not walked a single batter yet. That was the first one all season. Matt Gorski will bat. He's hitting 236 with a 715 OPS in 79 games. Righty on righty as Young works out of the stretch. First pitch, and it's a foul piece. Hits off at the top of the catcher's mitt. It's nothing and one to start. Young's last appearance came on the road with Aberdeen. Took on the Mets affiliate Brooklyn. Fired 3 2/3 innings. It was a losing effort despite only allowing two earned runs, both solo home runs. 0-1 pitch. And it's cracked in the air, deep center field. Fabian runs back but now curls to the warning track. Crossing into the sunlight, he makes the catch. There's two down. Umpiring crew tonight sees Tyler Whitty over at third base. Austin Snow is at first, and Ethan Gorsak calls the balls and strikes behind home plate as Joe Perez will bat now. 400 average for Perez, 1050 OPS in five games. Two doubles, no triples, one homer, three runs batted in this season. All three of his ribby have come this week, including his homer, as he's starting to get acclimated to his new organization after being traded over from Houston. First pitch, no, a pickoff throw to first, and they get him! What a first inning for Brandon Young! Faces the minimum, picks off Chang after the one-out walk. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Altoona nothing. Bowie set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, for the first time all week, the Bowie Bay Sox into the bottom of the first inning scoreless. Altoona had scored in the first inning of all three contests entering today. Brandon Young put an end to that. As Jackson Wolf warms in the mound for the curve here in the bottom of the first, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Dylan Beavers, followed by Jackson Holiday at shortstop batting second. Max Wagner at third base bats third. Judd Fabian in center field cleans up. John Rhodes is in left field batting fifth. Silas Arduan catches and bats sixth. Greg Cullen is the designated hitter batting seventh. Max Wilkosis at first base eighth. Colin Burns is the second baseman batting ninth. Bowie is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 53-58 on the season, a one-game losing streak, and currently 22-20 in the second half, tied for third in their division, 1.5 games out of first place. Again, the lineup features Beavers, Holiday, Wagner, Fabian, Rhodes, Arduan, Cullen, Costas, Burns, all to face off against Jackson Wolf on the mound. Beavers gets us going. Left-hander hits .315 on the season with an 810 OPS in 13 games. Faces the lefty Jackson Wolf, who already has a very intricate windup from what we can see. First pitch, and Beavers clobbers it high but foul. Oh my gosh, Andre. Where's that maximum height I wanted? As that changeup came just a little bit up and in, Beavers starts behind, nothing and one.
I didn't even see that ball land.
It left the stadium. It had to have. That's near the players' parking lot, too. Hopefully Beavers didn't hit his own car. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Beavers smokes it up the third baseline but foul. Count goes to nothing and two. You know, my very first season working in baseball, I was working for an independent league team, and we had an outfielder. I can't remember his last name. His first name was Brandon. I do remember that. He hit a grand slam over to left field one day. The 0-2 pitch, too far outside. One ball and two strikes here on Beavers. And at that ballpark, the player's parking lot was past the left field wall. He broke his own windshield with his grand slam.
Are you happy at that point, or I guess it's bittersweet?
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And Beavers watches it just miss outside. Very close take on a curveball to run it even at two. Fortunately, it got enough notoriety that a local auto body shop was willing to add their name into the mix and replace the windshield for free. It gave them some publicity on the side. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Beavers ropes a line drive foul, first base side. Boy, a lot of hard contact early here on Jackson Wolf as the count remains even at two. Just five pitches in, and we've seen a couple of batted balls over 90 miles an hour from Beavers. Five doubles and no triples for the lefty, still looking for his first homer. He's got three runs batted in this season. As Wolf sets, the 2-2. Breaking ball, foul back to the screen, count stays. I imagine I'm not the first to describe it this way, but the way that Wolf moves on the mound, it almost likens it to his name. The way he rocks a little bit around, back on his knees, leans in heavily as if he's ready to pounce. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball bounced up the first baseline. Still foul.
Well, it's Connor Gillespie-esque without the shoulder shrugs. Very bent at the waist, twitching those feet back and forth before he goes into his windup.
But he motions his whole upper body in a back and forth kind of way, too. It's almost like he's rocking back and forth. Another 2-2 pitch, and Beavers grounds it fair to the second baseman. Alvarez waits, and at the edge of the grass, picks between the legs and just barely beats out Beavers. That was a good throw and a great run in from Beavers, but eventually a 4-3 putout after an 8-pitch battle. Starting defense for Altoona sees Young, Gorski, and Frazier from left to right in the outfield. Jackson Glenn at third, Sung Jae Chang at short, Andres Alvarez at second, Jacob Gonzalez at first, and Carter Binns catches behind the plate for Jackson Wolf on the mound. Jackson Holliday up to bat, 352 average, 955 OPS in 22 games. First pitch home, and Holliday watches a curveball missed just a little bit low. It's 1-0 to start. I tell you, the zone seems to be a little high today for Ethan Gorsak. Seems like some of these curveballs for Wolf are close enough that they could be called for strikes, and he might have to adjust on the way the zone is called early. 1-0 pitch. Holliday swings and misses at the same curveball. Actually did come up a little bit higher in the zone, but Holliday was too far ahead of it, 1-1. Five doubles, two triples for Holliday, three homers, 12 runs batted in. Hasn't had a home run since Bowie's last homestand, as the 1-1 pitch is called strike on the outside half of the plate. Three straight curveballs here from Jackson Wolf. It's 1-2. Wolf is a 6'7", 205-pound left-hander, 24 years old, from Gahanna, Ohio. Currently lives in Columbus. As the 1-2 pitch is flared up the third baseline. Tough play for Jackson Glenn into foul territory. He slides, but wasn't going to be able to make a play regardless. It bounces off the railing. Heads back into play, but it's still a foul ball on Holliday, 1-2. Wolf was acquired by Pittsburgh not too long ago. Acquisition at the trade deadline, part of the G-Man Choi deal. That sent the infielder over to San Diego as they look to contend. Another 1-2 pitch. Holliday watches the curveball miss outside. Count goes to 2-2 here. Wolf making just his third appearance in the Pirates organization. He's 0-1 with a 5.63 ERA in his 8 innings with the curve. 11 strikeouts, 4 walks, a home run allowed. 2-2 pitch. Holliday watches fastball miss outside. Easy take, runs it full. Jackson 3-for-10 on a full count this season. 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. Base is empty, 1 out. Payoff pitch home. Holliday watches it miss down and away for ball 4. Well, I'm not sure Wolf really got any of those curveballs to go his way, and he relied on it heavily for that plate appearance. He got the swinging strike on the second pitch, but really nothing else.
That was a really good at-bat from Holliday to lay off of that pitch in a full count as well. He watched it all the way below the knees.
Here's Max Wagner. I guess it's not a curveball. It's that sweepy slider of his. I always get that mixed up at this point, the way that that pitch has evolved in the sport of the last few months. First pitch into Wagner, and the right-hander watches the fastball miss too far down and in, 1-0 to start. 182 average for Wagner, 644 OPS in 9 games, 4 doubles, no triples, a homer, 3 runs batted in. Bowie's got their first base runner with 1 out here in the bottom of the first, a scoreless game. With a lefty on the mound, it's a short lead off of first base for Holliday, 1-0. Wagner swings and misses, down and in. 1-1. Wolf had actually made his major league debut for San Diego. They brought him up to make a spot start at Comerica Park in Detroit, and he picked up a win. Thanks plenty in part to a big offensive day for the Padres. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed high. It's 1-2. But got to give Wolf his credit, too. Shut down a pretty competent Tigers lineup. A lot of young power bats in that lineup. Kerry Carpenter, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green. Wolf fired 5 innings of 3-run ball to pick up the win in his debut. 1-2 pitch, up and away. 2-2. After that, though, he went back down to Double-A San Antonio and got lit up. His last appearance as a Padres farmhand saw him allow 10 hits and 8 runs, both career highs. His debut in the Pirates organization saw him throw 4 2/3 innings against Richmond at home. Here's a pickoff throw to first, no tag, as Holliday steps back in safely. Holliday 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts this season. Carter Binns has caught 2 of the 4 stolen bases attempted against him this year. 2-2 pitch to Wagner. Is cracked foul. A little flare out to the right side out of play. Keep the count the same at 2-2. The Wolf took a loss in his last outing. He allowed 3 straight 2-out hits in the 3rd inning against Erie, and then a 3-run home run in the 4th. Eventually 4 runs total. And what was a rain-shortened affair. Altoona fell 4-1. Runner at first, one out here in the bottom of the first. Fans still filling in the lower bowl tonight. As the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. There's the curveball. Eventually sat in the middle of the zone, and Wolf picks up his first strikeout of the day. Two gone. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys today. White pants, white cap. You've got the black shoulder stripe and the black block buoy lettered across the front of the jersey. Curve still in their road maroon reds. Gray pants, maroon cap, and the cursive Altoona word mark on the front of the jersey. Here's Judd Fabian. Long wait before we see the first pitch. Here it is, and Fabian watches it for called strike. Oh, he's seen curveballs in that vicinity called for ball. A couple of them to Jackson Holiday. I feel Fabian might have lower knees. I'm not sure. Nothing in one to start. 168 average for Fabian on the season. 689 OPS in 41 games. Five doubles and a triple, 10 homers. Next pitch, and Fabian swings and misses on a breaking ball outside. It's nothing in two. 15 runs batted in for Fabian this season, as Bowie has, at the very least, pushed Wolf up to 23 pitches early on. Still a short lead off of first for Holiday. Here's the next. Fabian watches called strike three. Down on three pitches. Bowie draws a one-out walk, but back-to-back punch-outs for Jackson Wolf ends the early chance. We go to the second inning, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Once again, welcome into Prince George's Stadium. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. It's a scoreless game into the second inning as Brandon Young gets back to work. Gave up a one-out walk, but picked off the runner for a scoreless first. Faced the minimum and now has to tango with Joe Perez. Perez never saw a pitch when he was at the plate in the first inning. First pitch here is a check swing. Ethan Gorsak says he went around on a slider down and away. It's nothing in one to start. Perez hitting 400 in his first five games here with Altoona, the 0-1 offering, and it's loaded foul out of play right side. Count goes to nothing at two. Here's the 0-2, and Perez swings and misses for strike three. Brandon Young faces the minimum over four, his second strikeout to get us going in the second inning. Matt Frazier steps in now. 99th game for the left-hander this season. 250 average, 691 OPS, 15 doubles and 2 triples. He's homered 7 times. Doesn't have one against Bowie, though. 41 runs batted in. Ready on lefty as Young brings in the first. And it's a breaking ball called for strike at the knees. Nothing in one to start. First five batters have all opened up behind nothing in one. Here's the next, and a nub foul. Too far ahead of the breaking ball, Frazier just pokes it over toward the on-deck circle on his side. Count quickly to nothing at two. Well, Brandon Young was an extremely strong pitcher with the Bay Sox in 2022 before going down with injury. He had an abbreviated start in his last appearance. I feel like it was against Akron. It was. He had started against Akron in Bowie's second homestand. The 0-2 ripped foul up the first baseline. Count stays. Had an abbreviated start, left early, and was placed on the injured list. And was subsequently on the injured list for the remainder of the season. Have to wait for that foul ball to get retrieved out of right field, and we can reset for the 0-2. But he was an efficient and effective pitcher in his time with Bowie. 0-2. Flare out toward left field, a base hit. High fastball, and Frazier was just able to get his bat up enough for it. First base hit for either side in today's game as Frazier extends his hit streak to five consecutive. One out single as things turn on to Carter Binns. But Young did not allow more than one run in any of his three appearances. Here's Binns, catcher sitting 148 on the year, 529 OPS in eight games. First pitch, and he flares it foul out of play right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Young did allow two home runs last season. Since he'd only allowed individual runs in each of his three outings, that tells you that they were each solo home runs. The 0-1 pitch is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and two. And reasonably, both homers were here at Prince George's Stadium. One against Richmond on opening weekend. And then one against Akron in his final start of the year. 0-2. Grounded over to short, double play ball. Holiday scoops, underhands to Burns. Back to Costas in time. 6-4-3, double play, inning over. Young has faced the minimum through two scoreless. We're on to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every work, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Bottom of the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A scoreless contest. Brandon Young able to work through two scoreless, facing the minimum in both. Thanks in part to a double play ball and his own pickoff move. John Rhodes will lead things off here in the second. It'll be him, then Silas Ardoin and Greg Cullen. 5, 6, and 7 in the Bowie lineup against left-hander Jackson Wolf. First pitch home to Rhodes, and he watches the curveball, the slider, I should say, miss up and away, 1-0 to start. You know, I overheard in passing in the clubhouse earlier today, when did they change the name of the slurve to the sweeper? Because isn't that what the sweeper is? The 1-0 is clobbered into center field. Gorski's running back. He's at the warning track, pacing it at the wall, and he makes the catch. John Rhodes almost made it three straight days as he took a hanging changeup to one of the deepest parts of the park. So there's one gone. Now Silas Ardoin will bat.
I feel like the answer is either this year or last year.
The transitional period, I think, was last year.
Yeah.
And it's kind of official this year. Because that's basically what this sweeper pitch is, isn't it? It's just like a slurve. Maybe because the slurve was just so rarely used. Here's Silas Ardoin. First pitch is called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. 353 average for Ardoin and 848 OPS in 10 games. Two doubles, no triples, no homers. Three runs batted in. Here's the next. And a breaking ball misses too far inside. Again, I'm not sure by how much. Tight zone today, 1-1. Here's the next. And it's called for strike at the knees. One ball and two strikes now on Ardoin. One, two. And he cracks it slowly into center field. A base hit just over top of the pitcher's head. And Ardoin has hits in five consecutive games. He has been an on-base machine for the Bay Sox lately. That's his fifth hit in his nine at-bats this week. Second inning that Bowie has gotten a one-out base runner after Jackson Holliday walked in the first inning. Greg Cullen will try to push someone into scoring position. We've yet to see that today. Cullen inning 247, a 741 OPS in 31 games. First pitch, and he goes after it, but fouls it off. Over to the left side, it's nothing and one to start. Talk about an on-base machine. That's been Greg Cullen more than anyone these days. 13 consecutive games for the Bay Sox. That is the longest active streak. Here's the 0-1. Cullen watches it for called strike on the outside half of the plate. Good changeup. Runs it to nothing and two. Well, you brought it up at the tail end of that first inning, Andre. That changeup for Jackson Wolf. Excellent movement. Caught Judd Fabian looking. And ended that inning quickly. That was a good look of it right there. 0-2 pitch. And Cullen reaches for the changeup outside. Now that was the slider. He fouls it off slowly a little bit to the left. And the count stays at nothing at two.
Wolf's a tough match because he can command that slider sweeper and the changeup to both sides of the plate. I've noticed that. Against both sides, that movement outside has really gotten hitters late.
Runner at first, one away, another 0-2, and Cullen again fouls it off. I really feel like the slider has very late break to it, and that's what's thrown me off already a couple of times. Big on batters to have to stay on top of it, of course. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the second. Still not too much wind this evening. As Wolf fires in another 0-2, Cullen bounces it foul up the first baseline. Slider started in on him, but I think Cullen was smart enough to realize it was going to move its way back into the zone, so he timed up his swing well. But still punched it a little bit too far into the ground. Pulled it up the line, and the count stays at nothing and two. This will be the fifth pitch of the plate appearance. As Cullen asked for time, it seems. Bowie at least making Wolf work over his first seven batters. This is his 36th pitch. Another 0-2. Cullen watches slider miss too far down and away. One ball and two strikes. Well, Wolf was teammates with Bowie pitcher Cade Stroud. These two teams do have a lot of interconnected talent. Connor Loprich used to be a Pirates farmhand, so he's very familiar with plenty of the players on this roster. Runner goes on the 1-2 pitch, and it's floated out toward left field. Young able to run down on it, make the catch, and fire a BB back to first base, but it gets away, and it's going to give Ardoin the chance to go back to second base. Young flew too close to the sun on that one, trying to double up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin did get a very far ways to second and had to sprint back to first. And it will be an error on Chavez Young.
Well, there's another aspect to that, too, because Young almost tried to deke him out. He started with a slow jog in and then broke in quickly late to run underneath the baseball. But at first, he made it look like it was going to no doubt drop in front of him. And that probably is what got Ardoin as far off the bag as it did.
It's the first game for Young in left field this season as well. He commits an error in his first attempt. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is flared into right center field, hanging up enough for the right fielder Frazier to make the catch. And one quick pitch, and Bowie comes up empty on their first chance with a runner in scoring position. Scoreless game, on to the third. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Fans, don't forget about Wolf Wednesday every Wednesday night at Prince George's Stadium. Your four-legged furry friend with you whenever you get a box seat ticket. Dogs do have to be leashed and have their proper vaccination tags to be admitted into the ballpark, but that shouldn't be too much of an issue. Make sure you get your tickets at baysox.com. Wednesday, September 6th is the next one. We go to the third inning of a scoreless game. Brandon Young back to work, 23 pitches deep. First pitch in here to Andres Alvarez is a slider that misses too far outside. That's the first pitch ball for Brandon Young today after opening each of the first six batters with a strike. 7, 8, and 9 here in this frame for Altoona. 1-0 pitch, and Alvarez watches it miss just down. Changeup runs the count to 2 balls and no strikes. Well, Young hasn't been pinched just yet by that high strike zone that we're seeing from Ethan Gorsak, but that was really his first instance of it. 2-0. Misses down and away, a 3-0 count here on Alvarez, who's hitting 213. With a 632 OPS in 72 games. 13 doubles, no triples, 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. 3-0, and he doesn't move the bat for a pitch right down Broadway. It's 3-1. Jacob Gonzalez and Chavez Young will bat next. If any of them reach, Jackson Glenn would follow. As Young brings in the 3-1 pitch, and it's popped up. Right side of the infield, Costas is seeding to the right fielder, Beavers. Runs down to make the catch in shallow right. One gone. First batter retired in all three innings now for Brandon Young. As he's looking for a strong return here to the AA level, I feel as if he's been getting it. And this is the kind of pitcher that Young was in his 2022 season with Bowie. Only 10 strikeouts and 13 in a third innings. Did give up 13 hits. Worked around just about all of it. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez. Misses down and away. 1-0 to start. So far, the contact that he's been working has been exactly what he's been wanting. Gonzalez hitting 227, a 632 OPS in 68 games. Next pitch, breaking ball, called for strike right down the middle. It's 1-1. Six doubles and no triples for Gonzalez. Seven homers, 32 runs batted in. Here's the 1-1. And it's hammered into right center field. Long run for Judd Fabian to the alley, but he's got a beat on it and makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Two down. One shallow fly, one deep fly. Two outs. And Chavez Young will bat now. 227 average for the switch hitter. 625 OPS in 44 games. Four doubles, no triples, a homer. Six runs batted in. First pitch here. And he watches a fastball for called strike. Grabs the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Velocity's looking fine for Young, too. Sitting around 93 right now. As the 0-1 pitch, he shows bunt. Pulls back as it's a bit low in the zone. And they're going to ask if Tyler Whitty saw him go around. And Whitty says no. Young pulled back in time. run the count, even at a ball and a strike here. And as Young snaps set to the chin, winds and deals. Another show of bunts. Pull back on a low changeup this time. Easier take there for Young. No need for an appeal as the count goes to two balls and one strike. Scoreless game here in the top of the third. As the 2-1 offering. No show of bunt, and it's swung on and missed outside. Young went after the changeup, and it's 2-2. Bowie has had to overcome deficits all week with Altoona scoring in the first inning in each of the first three contests. But right now, Brandon Young has been trying to set the way for Bowie to strike first. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Outside fastball. Young with a perfect third inning finishes it with his third strikeout. Bottom of the frame coming up, a scoreless contest. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the bottom of the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a scoreless game as Bowie tries to get on the board. A 9-1-2 set to bat for the Bay Sox against Jackson Wolf, who's already 38 pitches deep into his outing. Meanwhile, Brandon Young has collected three more outs on two fewer pitches. Colin Burns opens it up, left-hander, inning 273, and the first pitch to him is called strike. Low and outside changeup, it's nothing and one to start. 651 OPS for Burns in just six games here with Bowie. One double, no triples, no homers, two runs batted in. As the 0-1 pitch is high-bounced over towards second base, two hops to the chest for Alvarez, gets it to first base in time. 4-3 putout gets us started here in the third. Neither team has put the leadoff batter on base just yet, something that the Bay Sox have been pretty good at this season as a unit. We go back to the top of the lineup here for Dylan Beavers. First pitch, and the lefty watches the slider for called strike. Two-plane movement grabs the lower outside corner of the zone. It's nothing in one. Bowie on the season has a .251 batting average, leading off an inning. That is middle of the road in the Eastern League, but their OPS is much higher as Beavers floats a ball into left field. Chavez Young jogs down and makes the catch, two down. Bowie has an OPS of 760. When they lead off an inning, that's the third best in the Eastern League and best in their division. Jackson Holliday will bat now. Base is empty and quickly two gone as Jackson Wolf looks for his fastest inning of the night. First pitch, and Holliday watches the slider too far inside. He slowly backs out of the plate, and the count starts out at 1-0. Look, when the pitch comes at you, it's 73 miles an hour. That's plenty of time to back out of the plate. But you got to be mindful of that two-plane movement at points. 1-0. It's the fastball this time for a called strike. Outside half. One ball and one strike. Yeah, Wolf is just purely stuffed when his fastball can get in at just 88 at points. The 1-1 called for strike at the knees. It's one ball and two strikes. Worked for him in his major league debut, and it'll be interesting to see his development past double A when it's mostly the breaking stuff like that. 1-2 pitch, and Holiday watches it miss outside. Two balls and two strikes. Jackson walked on a full count back in the first inning. It was a 9-pitch plate appearance. He got left at first base, though. Two-two. And it's lifted in the air, deep left field. Young gets turned around on it at first, but he's going to get there. Front of the warning track, he makes the catch as Holiday did give that one a bit of a bop, but not enough. Three up, three down inning, the first of the day for Wolf. We go to the fourth. Andre has the play-by-play next, the scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Ram's Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Top of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a scoreless deadlock as Jackson Wolf and Brandon Young engaged in an early pitcher's duel here on a Friday night at Prince George's Stadium between the Bay Sox and the curve. See how both arms respond. Second time through the lineup as Jackson Glenn, the top of the curve order, gets things started here in the top of the fourth. Right-hander Young delivers out of the windup. The first pitch is hacked in the air right side, looping out of play. Nothing and one to open. Behind Jackson Glenn is Sungchae Cheng and Matt Gorski, a lefty, and then another right-hander scheduled to hit in this frame. As Young has continued to pound the strike zone, next pitch is fought off foul again right side. This time just skims over the top of the netting into the crowd, nothing in two. Glenn's 0-for-1 today. He led off the game going down on strikes. It's the first time that Bowie held Altoona off the board in the top of the first inning this week in a 1-2-3 fashion. The 0-2 pitch is hit on the ground, slowly up the middle, splitting the difference between second and short. Burns, backhands, throws long, and it kicks off the glove of Costas. Rolls over towards the Bay Sox dugout, out of play. It'll allow an extra base for Jackson Glenn. Goes down as an infield single for Glenn. His sixth hit of the week in 12 at-bats. An error then on Colin Burns, who had a very tough play, tracking all the way to the shortstop side of second base and making a throw from shallow left field by the time he had gotten it out of his glove. Unfortunately, just a one-hopper in front of Maxwell Costas that could not be picked, and that allowed the ball to get into the Bowie dugout and yield the extra 90 feet. So Glenn in scoring position, first runner to get past first base for Altoona, a show of bunt from Sungchae Cheng. As the pitch floats in, a fastball. Charging in was the third baseman Wagner as the pitch was taken outside. 1-0 to start. Cheng was one of the only two base runners to reach entering this frame against Young. He walked in the first and was picked off of first base with two outs. Squares around again. The 1-0. Bunted foul left side. Picked up in the right-handed batter's box by Silas Ardoin, who was quick to vacate his crouch from behind home plate. That evens the count in a ball and a strike. We see now Tuna play the small ball a little bit this week. Curve have been successful on a couple of occasions when it's come to sacrifice bunts. Right now, the third baseman, Wagner's towards the edge of the cutout at third. Costas even with the bag at first. Middle infielders stay back. Holiday creeping behind the runner closest to the second base bag. 1-1 pitch is bunted to the left side of the mound. Backhanded by Young. Sets his feet. Throws to first. It's in time. Thought about going to third, but a very good first break from Jackson Glenn allows him to get 90 feet closer. Sacrifice 1-3. There's one down. A runner at third for Altoona. And Matt Gorski now bats. First real scoring threat for either side of significance here. With one out, the infield will come in for the Bay Sox. Gorski's 0-for-1 today. A fly ball out the center field. Similar result here could get the first game's first run home. First pitch is fouled back to the netting. Nothing in one. Gorski just 1-for-10 in the series. And got the night off last night after DHing to lead off the week. Right-hander wiggles bat, separated away from body off his right shoulder, and the next pitch is blasted out in the left center field. Curling around Rhodes, he comes down, he'll make the catch in left field, tagging is the runner. The throw comes in on one hop towards home plate, the tag, they got him! John Rhodes with a bullet into home plate, and they nail Jackson Glenn. Elects not to slide. Ardoin slaps down the tag at home plate, and Bowie gets out of another sticky situation. Four scoreless from Brandon Young onto the bottom half. Still scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNEV.
Still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the fourth at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie and Altoona deadlocked after a fine throw from John Rhodes. Nabbed a potential go-ahead run at home, trying to tag and score. That double play got Bowie out of the frame. Now they head to the dish with 3-4-5 scheduled to bat in this frame against left-handed starter Jackson Wolf. All three anticipated hitters right-handed. It starts with Max Wagner. And the first pitch is a line drive base hit into right field. Opposite field shot for Wagner. Second hit for Bowie. He now has hits in four straight games. Leadoff man aboard for the first time tonight for the Bay Sox. It brings up Judd Fabian. As Bowie's looking to crack the code second time through here against Wolf. Fabian 0-for-1 today. Right-handed bat struck out looking in the first. Pickoff throw to first gets the plate appearance started as Wagner is back standing. Wagner yet to attempt a steal here with Bowie through his first nine games. Middle infield pinch to turn two. Now the first pitch to Fabian. Off speed floats outside 1-0. a unique opportunity here in front of the Bay Sox when you continue, when you consider the part of their order that they're in. Wolf saw three lefties that he sat down in order in the third with the nine-hole man Colin Burns, Dylan Beavers, and Jackson Holliday at the top of the lineup. As Fabian is able to watch off-speed inside. They peel down to first. He didn't go. Curveball just a little too tight to the uniform. It's 2-0. But with these four straight right-handers, big opportunity for Bowie just when you look at the splits for Jackson Wolf. Give you more on that here after the 2-0 to Judd Fabian. As Wolf sets, high leg kick in the delivery. He is called a strike. Fires in a fastball just above the belt. It's taken and it's 2-1. Left-hander is actually hit better against Wolf when it comes to average this season in the minor leagues. They're hitting 257 compared to his 216 for right-handers entering tonight. But all 13 of his home runs allowed have been to right-handed hitters. 2-1. And Fabian whacks one out towards center field. Gorski backtracking, looks to have a beat on it. Edge of the track, he makes the catch and straightaway center. Loud sound off the bat of Fabian, 94 miles an hour on the exit velocity, but just a little too far inside with the fastball. He wasn't quite able to turn around on it. So Wagner retreats back to first as Fabian's retired for the first out of the frame. Here's John Rhodes. Left fielder Rhodes 0-1 tonight. Fly ball out to center field, his first time up, and Zgorski plays him deep. Slightly to pull out in center field. First pitch. Rhodes watches a called strike as the off-speed floats in right at the knees. Nothing in one. Rhodes gave that ball a charge to the warning track in straightaway center field before Gorski, feeling for the wall, was able to make the catch high overhead. Back in the second, Rhodes is homered in back-to-back games in this series. The next, called a strike. Well-located curveball over the outside edge. Nothing in two. It was, of course, the throw from Rhodes that kept Altoona off the board in the top half of the inning. His seventh outfield assist of the season. No balls, two strikes, one out. Scoreless game. Runner leads off first here for Bowie in the bottom of the fourth. And Wagner takes off. Rhodes hits it on the ground. Weakly left side. Charging in to cut off the third baseman. Glenn is able to charge up a throw to first. In time, 5-3 to nab Rhodes. But with the early takeoff, Wagner into second base. Go ahead, run in scoring position for Bowie here. But now two down. Right guy coming to the plate in Silas Ardoin. Ardoin has continued the hot hitting since his promotion here to Double-A Bowie. Singled, advanced on an error, but was left stranded at second back in the second. Hits in five straight games for Ardoin. He's reached in 10 straight. First pitch, big swing and a miss. Curveball dropped in middle, but it ducked underneath the bat path of Ardoin with some late life. It's nothing in one. Ardoin's now 13 for 35 in his time here at Double-A. It's a batting average above 350. 0-1. Sees the slider down. One ball and one strike. But a very plus side of Ardoin's game when you consider hitting just 215 through 68 games at High A Aberdeen before his promotion. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from Wolf. And Ardoin hits it high in the air. Shallow left center field. Young, the left fielder, gives way to the center fielder, Gorski, who makes the call. Jogging into the left center alleyway, makes the catch. Leadoff single, stranded out in scoring position for Bowie. Still scoreless through four between Bowie and Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? on-site X-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Still scoreless, headed into the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium between Bowie and Altoona. Through four frames, neither starter has blinked. Jackson Wolf and Brandon Young have matched each other blow for blow. Young steps on the mound here for Bowie in the top of the fifth to face 4-5-6, the second time in the Altoona lineup. Starts with the right-handed hitting DH Joe Perez. First pitch, fastball, just off the outside edge. That is just the third first pitch ball for Brandon Young. It starts Perez ahead 1-0. Swinging strikeout his first time up. The next is hit on a line out towards left field. Down on one hop in front of John Rhodes for a base hit. Perez has stayed red hot in this series. Third hit tonight for Altoona. He's now 7-for-15 on the week. Hits in six straight, and it brings up Matt Frazier. Well, so far, the damage has been isolated for Brandon Young as Matt Frazier steps up to the dish here for Altoona. Just three hits, all singles. He's allowed a base runner in every inning but one, but again, has not cracked yet. First pitch to Frazier. Fastball up and away, 1-0. Frazier had Altoona's first single of the game. That was back in the second inning, eventually erased on a double play ball. It's a left-handed hitting right fielder. Steps back in. Young set to the belt with third base creeping in. The pitch home. He is over the inside edge, a called strike. A breaking ball with some late life. Frazier had tiptoed out of the way in the lefty batter's box. Home plate umpire says it just crossed over the inside edge of the zone. Even Zakeon at 1-1. Pickoff move to first. Back standing is Perez. Had to deke out of the way of a late tag attempt from Maxwell Costas, but was able to get back towards the back of the bag safely. Not a big sample size stealing bases for Perez as he's just joined the Pirates organization. It's about halfway past the cutout with his lead at first. Next pitch, oh, hit hard back up the middle. Holiday glove steps on the second base bag himself. Shortstop flings it to first in time for Bowie's second double play of the night. Six unassisted, three on a clean turn from Jackson Holiday. Two down and the base is empty. Well-struck grounder that Holiday just flashed the glove out over his left shoe top, snared. Did the rest of the work himself. That erases the leadoff single. Now two down, and Carter Binns will bat with the bases empty. Binns is 0-for-1 today. He hit into Altoona's other double play. 6-4-3 twin killing. First pitch to the right-handed bat, and a breaking ball floats into the top of the zone for a called strike. Nothing in one. Holiday, the shortstop, now plays deep in the hole as Wagner, the third baseman, plays well back up the line at third, playing Binns to pull. The next is a called strike again. Fastball, this time over the outside edge. Nothing in two. Young's already working in his deepest outing of the season. Still making his return back from injury in his return to Double A. First time pitching here since last April. Trying to complete five frames here tonight. The 0-2 pitch is whacked foul. Out of play right side. It's been good work from Young so far. Wondering how long he was going to go for Bowie. He threw 58 pitches in his last start with IA Aberdeen before rejoining the Bowie roster earlier this week. Right now he's at 52. 0-2 pitch is whacked just past the outstretched eye of the third baseman Wagner into left field for a base hit. Max caught part of that with the glove on an outstretched dive to his left, but a well-struck baseball, 90 miles an hour off the bat. Carter Binns picks up the single. Fourth hit for Altoona, a two-out base runner. Inning extends to Andres Alvarez. Alvarez is 0-for-1 tonight. Fly ball out to right field. Right-handed hitting second baseman. Waits on the first offering. And he takes a called strike. Fastball, top of the zone. Been the bread and butter for Brandon Young as he gets ahead, nothing in one. Right-hander is up, starting to throw in the Bay Sox bullpen as Ignacio Feliz gets loose. Right now, Young trying to find the end man here in the fifth. 0-1. He's hit hard back up the middle. Flex off the umpire into right center field for a base hit. Now, call quickly here. Does Ethan Gorzak, who had that ball ricochet off the back of his foot, signaling that no further advancement as a break from the runner and bends over towards third. But as that ball took a ricochet, he'll have to go back to second. It is back-to-back singles for Altoona, who have three hits in the inning. Thankfully for Bowie, the help of the double play ball from Jackson Holliday just has two on with two out, and Jacob Gonzalez to bat. Altoona manager Calix Crabb came out of the dugout just asking for a quick ruling on that, but with the ball striking the umpire and losing a lot of steam before heading into the outfield, they'll disallow one base for each runner. So two on, two outs. Here's Gonzalez, 0-for-1 with a fly ball out to center field. First pitch from Young is called a strike. Fastball at 91 over the inner third. Nothing in one to open. Now Silas Ardoin comes out for a brief chat with the right-hander. As Young has started here, second time through the order. Again, approaching that mark where he was in his last outing with High A Aberdeen and still trying to build up that stamina in the arm in his return from injury. He's got to make sure he's got enough left in the tank here to get this end man. Feliz continues to warm. It's a very quick visit from Ardoin. Just a quick vote of confidence in his right-hander before he heads back behind home plate. It's nothing in one here to Jacob Gonzalez as the right-handed hitting first baseman's 0-for-4 this week. Wiggles the bat off right shoulder as Young sets at the belt. A one pitch. Swing and a miss. Well-located slider over the outside edge makes it nothing in two. As Young peers in for the sign. He comes set, slightly bent over at the waist. Looks back, runner at second. Now deals the 0-2. Check swing. Gonzalez easily able to hold up at a breaking ball down. Ardoin leaves his crouch to block. Keeps the runners at bay as the count goes to 1-2. Young sets once more. The next 1-2 pitch. Fastball, just a little too low. Tried to get Gonzalez at the knees, but he was able to take. It evens the count at 2-2. Young now eclipsing that 58 pitch mark he had in his last outing with Aberdeen. He's looking for the end man here in the fifth. A scoreless game. 2-2 pitch is fought off foul. Gonzalez able to just nick a piece of an inside fastball with the underside of the bat. Keeps the count at 2-2. Sun continues to set here at Prince George's Stadium. The twilight hour slowly approaching in. Stadium lights have come on. What's been a good Friday night crowd here at the ballpark. Next 2-2. Breaking ball. It's spoiled foul again. That time the curve in the bottom of the zone that Gonzalez, once again, just able to get a piece of to stay alive. And he mentioned it's a tough Altoona team to strike out, and Gonzalez has been right in the thick of that all season. Next 2-2 is foiled foul again. This time, Young looked to go with the changeup. He's staying inside on the right-handed hitter, but Gonzalez just able to get a piece of it with the bat. Now, curve have struck out less than any other team in the AA ranks. Fourth fewest in all of minor league baseball. Bowie has had a couple of high strikeout total games this week. He hasn't changed the fact that Altoona's had a lot of two-strike fight. Next 2-2. Hit back up the middle, behind the second base bag. Burns backhand, sets his feet. Long throw to first, but it's in time. Good track from Burns behind the second base bag, able to charge up a throw. And it nails Gonzalez by half a step. Couple of two-out base runners, but Brandon Young, in his return to AA, strands them both through five scoreless. On to the bottom of the fifth. Still nothing-nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Bottom of the fifth at Prince George's Stadium, still scoreless between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve. Bowie will send the bottom third of its lineup, second time through, against left-handed starter Jackson Wolf. Sees the left-handed hitting DH Greg Cullen leads things off. Bowie looking to get some offense going to back what's been a great day in the return to Double-A for their starter Brandon Young. The first pitch is a called strike to Cullen. Nothing in one. Cullen's 0-for-1 today, a fly ball out to left field. Maxwell Costas, a right-hander, follows, and then Cullen burns another lefty. As the third baseman, Glenn, plays even with the bag off the line, 0-1 pitch. And Cullen whacks it into left field. Good break and a diving effort from Chavez Young. He makes the catch. Low sinking line drive from Greg Cullen off the bat at 92 miles an hour, and Young had to get a good jump, had to be playing shallow. He was, as he ran down, left his feet, jumped parallel to the ground, and made the catch. Second sharp fly out for Cullen. One down and the base is empty for Maxwell Costas. Costas 0-for-1 tonight. Went after the first pitch and flew out to right field. That was back in the second. First pitch. And he takes a called strike. Curveball dropped into the zone. Nothing in one. Ignacio Feliz continues to warm down the right field line for Bowie. Reason to believe the day could be done for Brandon Young after five stellar shutout frames. 0-1, fastball way too far outside, 1-1. Young's fired 63 pitches. That's a season high for him in his return from injury. Bent but did not break each of the last two innings. A runner thrown out at home to end the fourth and left two stranded in the fifth. Next pitch fought off foul, 1-2 here to Costas. Altoona also has a right-hander throwing in their bullpen as Jackson Wolf has just eclipsed 60 pitches. Recent acquisition from the Pirates system, much coveted at the trade deadline. See if they're any more careful with his arm. As the 1-2, Costas rips it foul over towards the curve bullpen. Kicks off the top of the fencing behind him and rolls onto the grass bank. He got a hanging breaking ball right over the inside edge, and Costas turned around on it over 100 miles an hour off the bat. Just couldn't direct it into fair play. Count stays 1-2 here with one out and the bases empty in a scoreless game, bottom of the fifth. Wolf the lefty deals, and Costas rolls it on the ground left side. Chang, the shortstop, makes the call, fields in between his legs, makes a couple shuffles before a BB over to first. 6-3 in time to nab Costas, and there's two down.
The second baseman, number one, Colin Burns.
Bases empty here for Bowie, the bottom of their lineups. Going to try to keep the inning going as Colin Burns comes to bat. Left-handed hitting second baseman Burns, 0-for-1 today. Ground ball out the second, his first time. First pitch. And he watches just off the outside edge of the plate. Good track on a fastball. 1-0, Burns is ahead. Wolf bends over at the waist, rocks back and forth, brings ball and glove up to face before he deals home out of the windup with his high right leg kick. Offers another fastball, this time low in the zone. Good take from Burns, it's 2-0. Wolf has certainly shown plenty of promise tonight as a big acquisition, as mentioned by the Pirates at the trade deadline this year. For a name the Bay Sox are familiar with, G-Man Choi, 2-0. Burns watches called strike off speed. Breaks middle, and it's 2-1. G-Man Choi, of course, rehabbed with the curve when the Bay Sox were in Altoona at the tail end of the first half. That was in late June. 2-1 pitch. And called strike again. Fastball this time, and it's 2-2 to Burns. Pitching has been on the up in the Pirates system. It's one of the reasons that they've climbed towards the top of the MLB pipeline rankings when it comes to the top farm systems. 2-2 pitch. And Burns watches just off the plate. A good track, and it's 3-2. Got Wolf tonight. Anthony Solomito tomorrow. Paul Skeens, top pick in the draft this past year, or this year, I should say, making his low A debut earlier this week. Payoff pitch. And Burns just gets a piece. Fastball low, and he gets enough to stay alive as the count stays full. These are two of the top farm systems in all of baseball going at it. Bowie's trying to get the better of Altoona, pull even in this six-game set. 3-2, swing and a miss. Fastball in tight, twisted up, Burns as Wolf collects strikeout number three, his first since the first inning, and a 1-2-3 fifth. On to the sixth inning, still nothing to separate the two sides. We're scoreless through five. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sixth inning here on a Friday night at Prince George's Stadium. Still scoreless between Bowie and Altoona. And the Bay Sox, the first side tonight to dig into their bullpen as right-hander Ignacio Feliz takes over on the mound. Set to face 9-1-2 in the Altoona lineup. Starts with the switch hitting Chavez Young. He'll bat lefty against the right-hander. As the first pitch, fastball. Just misses a little low and starts Young ahead. One ball and no strikes. Behind Young at the top of the lineup, Jackson Glenn and Sungchae Chang. Scheduled hitters here for Altoona in this frame. 1-0. And it's fouled straight back to the screen, 1-1. As Feliz takes over for Bowie on the back of what was a fine first start back with the Bay Sox for Brandon Young. We'll give you his final line one more time. Five innings, five hits, no runs allowed. A walk, three strikeouts. He threw 63 pitches, 46 of them for strikes, 1-1. Breaking ball too far outside, 2-1 now to Young. Young won't factor into the decision of this one and what was his longest outing of the season so far. Two balls, one strike here to Young. It was one of those strikeout victims of Brandon Young, his first time up. He fouls the pitch off himself, a fastball center cut, makes the count 2-2. As now Feliz is charged with the task of keeping Altoona off the scoreboard. 6'1", 180-pound right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, a Rule 5 acquisition of the Orioles back in 2020 from the San Diego organization. Same organization as tonight's Altoona starter, Jackson Wolf. Two balls, two strikes, no outs, bases empty here to Chavez Young. The pitch from Feliz is lifted in the air towards left field. Long run for Rhodes, but he'll pull up as it hits well foul over by the tarp. Down the left field line and foul ground. Count stays at 2-2. Feliz on the season, still settling into the life at AA. He's 0-1 with an 11.48 ERA through his 9 appearances. 13 and a third, he's allowed 17 earned runs. 8 walks, 17 strikeouts. Opponents hitting him at a 350 clip. Pitch of this is inside here to Young. He'll inherit a full count to the first hitter. Feliz squared off up the third baseline, now turns and fires home. The 3-2 is just off the plate for ball four. Fastball, just about one ball length outside to Chavez Young. Leadoff walk for the right-hander. Second walk for Bay Sox pitching. Flips over the lineup card here as Jackson Glenn will now bat. Top of the Altoona lineup a third time through. Glenn is 1-for-2 today. Infield single his last time up. First pitch. He has taken low, a ball, 1-0. Glenn, peculiarly enough, could have potentially scored the first run of this game. It was a tough hit grounder up the middle that Colin Burns tried to make a long throw on that got into the Bay Sox dugout. Went down as a throwing error, got him into scoring position. He eventually got the third with one out. As the 1-0 pitch is taken high, back pick towards first base, but diving back in safely is Young. Good idea from Ardoin, particularly with a right-hander up to bat. Opens up the throwing lane back to first base, but Young was just able to scamper back in time. Glenn, however, was not able to get to home plate in time on a fly ball to left field where he did not slide on the play, and that allowed a throw from John Rhodes to beat him on one hop as Silas Ardoin laid down the tag. Kept Altoona off the board in the fourth. The 2-0 is lined back up the middle, and it's a leaping catch by Colin Burns behind the second base bag. He throws back to first, but Young gets back in the nick of time. Sinking liner looked like it had eyes for center field, but Colin Burns, the second baseman playing pinch, ranged behind the second base bag, made the catch high overhead, and reeled it in. Phenomenal play from the Bowie second baseman for the first out of the sixth. That could have spelled trouble for the Bay Sox. Now one out, a runner on first. Sungchae Chang will bat. Left-handed hitting shortstop. Has walked and sacrificed today. Runner takes off. The pitch is in for a called strike. Throw down to second base. Keeps underneath the glove of Holiday into center field. Young was quick to take off. He'll scamper into third base. It goes down as a stolen base for Chavez Young of second, and then the E2 from Silas Ardoin causes him to advance to third. It's 0-1 to Chang as the throw from Ardoin came in on one hop and just caught a low skim underneath the outstretched glove of the shortstop Holiday, who was covering the second base bag. So now infield comes in for Bowie for the second time tonight. 0-1, one out. Here's the pitch to Chang. Fastball high, one ball and one strike. Second situation, we just mentioned the first, with Altoona having a runner at third base tonight. We'll see if Bowie can keep the curve off the board once more. It's been bend but don't break these last few innings for the Bay Sox. Next pitch home is hit out deep towards center field. Fabian starts back. He's able to creep in. Runs in, makes the catch. Here's the throw to home plate. On a bullet towards the plate, but sliding in safely, Chavez Young, as it arrives on one hop, late to Silas Ardoin. Flyout's deep enough for a sacrifice fly for Sungchae Chang. His fourth RBI of the week, second successful sacrifice fly. It plates Young for the first run of the game, and Altoona takes a 1-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. For Chang, that's RBI number 17 here in his 43rd game with the curve. Altoona strikes first. Now two outs, bases empty. A chance to limit the damage there with Matt Gorski coming to the plate. Righty on righty matchup against Feliz. And the first pitch is a called strike. Fastball over the outside edge, nothing in one. Gorski's 0-for-2 today. A couple of fly ball outs. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball drops underneath the bat path, and it's nothing and two. That's where the error comes in big for the Bay Sox as it allowed Young to advance to third. Next pitch fouled back. Gorski stays alive at nothing and two. without that throwing error. Sacrifice fly is in play for Chang. Was still a heck of a throw from Judd Fabian, and with what John Rhodes already did tonight, you just got to hold your breath sometimes when the Bay Sox are making those throws in from the outfield with the capable arms, but just far enough this time as the 0-2 pitch is whacked into right field. Gorski goes up and gets a high fastball in an 0-2 count for a base hit. Second hit of the week for him. And it's a two-out base runner here for Altoona as Joe Perez will now bat. Perez is 1-for-2 tonight. He singled back in the fifth. Infield plays him the pull as the first pitch. He's low and inside, 1-0. It's been quite the week for Perez in his second week as a Pirates farm hand. Was part of the Astros organization where he was released at the beginning of August and then acquired by the Pirates and assigned to Altoona after starting a season at AAA. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. But Perez this week, 7-for-15. He has two doubles and a home run. He's driven in three. He's been quite the find for this curve lineup. He's still hitting a very modest 255 in the Astros system this season. As the next, he has a called strike. Feliz does well to drop in the breaking ball. And it's 1-2. Altoona taking the lead moments ago on the RBI sacrifice fly from Sunchae Chang. They lead 1-0. Bowie trying to get back in the dugout, leaving it there. He'll check on the runner at first. That's Gorski with the two-out single, but he's back standing. On the pickoff attempt there from Ignacio Feliz. Second work this week for Feliz. He did throw a scoreless inning of relief for the Bay Sox. That was back on Tuesday. 1-2. Fastball high and tight. Backing out of the box is Perez as the count goes to 2-2. As the sun begins to fully set here at Prince George's Stadium. Big crowd on hand here on this Friday night taking this one in. Runner takes off on the 2-2 pitch. It's lifted in the air right field. Beavers racing over towards the line. Lots of closing speed, but he'll have to pull up as it hits off the bench of the Bay Sox bullpen. Bullpens are exposed here at Prince George's Stadium. Relievers typically sit on chairs above on the elevated surface, but there is a bench towards an area that cuts in just parallel to the mound. Still technically in the realm of play, but too long of a track for the corner outfielders to get to when you consider the ground they have to eat up. All in all, the count stays the same, and we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here to Perez. Feliz fires home, and it's spoiled foul. Feliz has fired 23 pitches here in his first inning of relief as he tries to escape here. Another pickoff throw to first. That's the second attempted pickoff of this plate appearance as Gorski's back with a head first dive. Altoona's center fielder tonight is 18-for-22 on attempted steals this season. He's already taken off once in the plate appearance. Stays put now as a 2-2. He is launched in the right field. Hooking foul again. Over towards the lighthouse. It lands down. Some young fans will chase after. Looming over in right field with the kids' park. Plenty of attractions set up. Carousel and lights on here on this Friday evening. Tail end of summer. Second to last homestand of the season here for the Bay Sox. 2-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball finally gets Perez as Feliz wins the battle. Picks up his first strikeout. Altoona does get on the board on a sacrifice fly from Sunchae Chang. Bowie trails 1-0, headed to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth here from Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox trail 1-0 to the Altoona Curve as they go to work against the Altoona bullpen. Curve taking the lead in the top half of the frame on an RBI sacrifice fly from Sunchae Chang. Bowie sends the top of the lineup to the dish in the first pitch. New Altoona arm is just too far off the plate to Dylan Beavers. The count's 1-0. Beavers, Holiday, Wagner with three scheduled to hit as Grant Ford, the right-hander, takes over on the mound here for Altoona. Give you more on Ford in a second as the day is done for Jackson Wolf. Next pitch, swing and a miss from Beavers, and the count goes to 1-1. Beavers is 0-2 today. Ground out and a fly ball out his last time up. Looking to extend that four-game hitting streak, six-game on base streak atop the Bowie lineup. Third baseman Glenn plays in the next pitch. It's just too low. A fastball makes it 2-1. Jackson Wolf fired five shutout innings for the Curve tonight in his third start as a member of the Pirates organization. Just two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. The next. Taken off the plate again by Beavers. Disciplined eye on a fastball. Just too far outside. It's 3-1. Wolf fired 72 pitches, 51 of them for strikes. Now with Grant Ford taking over. 3-1 pitch. And Beavers watches inside for ball four as it skips to the backstop. A hearty jog to first, but it kicked off the backstop far enough that Binns was able to keep it in his wheelhouse, prevent Beavers from going any further. Is the second walk for Altoona pitching. Leadoff walk on five pitches here to get started in the sixth for Grant Ford. Ford's 1-0 this season, a 4.61 ERA through 11 appearances. He's pitched 13 2/3, allowed 7 earned runs, walked 4, struck out 13, opponents hitting him at a 280 clip. Jackson Holliday is 0-1 today, the left-handed hitting shortstop, and the first pitch. It's inside, nearly hit him as a breaking ball grazed down towards his shoe tops. He's able to watch in the lefty box as he sits ahead. One ball and no strikes. Holiday did draw the only other walk tonight for Bowie. That was back in the first inning on a full count against Jackson Wolf. Ford sets at the belt. Straddled off to the third base side of the mound. The next pitch. Fastball over the outside edge. A called strike. 1-1. Holiday's other plate appearance saw him fly out to the left fielder towards the edge of the warning track where Chavez Young was able to track it down. It was back in the third. 1-1. High and outside a fastball. Taken and it's 2-1. Beavers, an aggressive secondary off of first base. He's 0-2 in attempted steals with Bowie here in his first 13 games. He was thrown out trying to steal last night. If Carter Binns back behind the dish, we'll see how aggressive Bowie gets. As a 2-1, big wave and a miss. Fastball up in the zone, still over the outer third, and Holiday swung through it. It's 2-2. Ford takes over on the mound. 6'1", 175 pounds. Fifth round pick out of Nevada for the Pirates in 2019. 2-2 pitch. Holiday watches low. Good block from Benz on a spiked breaking ball. Full count now. We've seen that discipline from Holiday as he's seen more double-A pitching, increasing the walk rate, similar to what it was with High A Aberdeen. One of the highest walk totals in all of minor league baseball. The 3-2 is a called strike three here, and Holiday knew it. Fastball just above the knees over the middle of the plate. Walks right back to the dugout on the first strikeout from Grant Ford.
The third baseman, number 20, Max
Wagner. Fastball left him froze. As now there's one out and a runner on first with Max Wagner coming to the plate. One for two day for Wagner. A single back in the fourth. Righty on righty matchup as Beavers takes off on the first pitch. It's fouled straight back. Good pitch for Wagner to attack as Ford has stayed on the outside edge with his fastball. But that one caught a lot of the plate. Almost center cut. Wagner was straight on it as the count goes to nothing and one. And now a visit from the pitching coach. Drew Bennis heads out there to meet with his right-hander. We'll use this as an opportunity to take you around what's going on in the rest of the Eastern League here tonight. In this playoff chase in the Southwest Division. Was a doubleheader between Erie and Akron after yesterday's rainout at Canal Park. Two abbreviated seven-inning affairs. Akron took the first 2-1 over the Erie Seawolves, and they lead 4-2 right now in the top of the fourth of Game 2. Bottom of the seventh at the Diamond. Hosts Richmond lead Harrisburg by a score of 3-0, despite the Senators out-hitting Richmond 7-3. Somerset all over Reading on the road right now. Top of the sixth, it's 8-0 Patriots. Binghamton leads Portland at home 6-2. In New Hampshire over Hartford right now 5-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Here in Bowie, it's a 1-0 Altoona lead in the bottom of the sixth. The Bay Sox have been held to just two hits so far. Runner on first with one out at 0-1 count to Max Wagner as the mound visit ends. Here's the next from Grant Ford. And Wagner watches called strike. Fastball is just zipped up towards the top of the zone, and it's nothing in two. Four hits this week for Wagner. Three of them have been for extra bases. Two doubles in his first double-A home run. Beavers jumps off a first. Stays put as the 0-2 bounces in. Bins a block as he watches it roll up the first baseline. Leaves his crouch, sprints after it. Beavers will stay put still. One ball and two strikes now. Bay Sox trying to find some offensive jolt here. The offense has been good late for Bowie, but they're trying to respond to Altoona, similar to how they did in their win this week on Wednesday. Immediately, 1-2. Swing and just a piece, but it's into the mid of the catcher. As the breaking ball down got Max Wagner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Grant Ford. Now two down with a runner on first and Judd Fabian coming to the plate. Left to Fabian, who's 0 for 2 today. Fly ball out to center field his last time up. First pitch. And it's called strike. Slider left center cut as it buckled the knees of Fabian. It's nothing in one. Fabian wiggles bad off right shoulder, awaiting the 0-1. Beavers a hop and a skip, but not too far, halfway past the cutout at first. As the 0-1 is a fastball, too far outside, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Bowie has struggled with the offense. You know, most of their contests this week beyond the last couple of innings. 1-1, and Fabian smokes a line drive into center field. Gorski races in, dives, and it kicks past him. Not too far away, though. That's going to keep the runner at third. Hard round from Beavers, but Kyle Moore throws up the stop sign at third base. That could have been disaster for Altoona as Gorski sold out. The ball kicked off his glove and didn't roll far enough away from the center fielder to get all the way to the warning track. So Beavers the third on the single from Judd Fabian. Runners at the corners with two outs, and here's John Rhodes. Third hit for the Bay Sox. Fabian's now reached base in three straight games. For the first time tonight, Bowie has a tying run 90 feet away. It's John Rhodes.
0-for-2 day for Rhodes. 2-for-12 series, both his hits have been home runs. The first pitch to him is a called strike. Big looping breaking ball from Ford that just caught the inside edge of the zone. Nothing in one. Homers in back-to-back games for Rhodes. They've both been solo shots, trying to do some damage here with traffic on the base paths. 0-1. He takes low, well on the off speed. Bends the block to keep it in front. 1-1. We've seen so much development here from John Rhodes in both facets of his game in his first full season at AA. Saw the arm on full display in the outfield earlier tonight. He's made a slew of diving catches. Also his offensive game as well. He's been one of the better situational hitters for Bowie. 1-1. And Rhodes, line drive over the glove of the third baseman. Glenn trickles into left field for a base hit. It'll allow Beavers to score to tie the game as John Rhodes comes through once more. Back-to-back two-out singles allow the Bay Sox to tie the game at one here in the bottom of the sixth. RBI number 48 for John Rhodes. Second most among active Bay Sox here in game number 86 for him. Third RBI of the week. And Bowie has that instant response as they've cracked the code of the Altoona bullpen. Chance now with go-ahead run in scoring position. Silas Arduan to bat. First pitch crosses up the catcher, Carter Benz. Reached late towards his mask to block a fastball that missed high to Arduan. The count's 1-0, and Benz, understandably, is going to come out to get the sign straight with his right-hander. Could have been disaster as would allow both runners to move up 90 feet. Benz was able to keep it in front. And his fellow catcher, Arduan, looking for a go-ahead knock here for Bowie. Arduan's been the hot bat for the Bay Sox. 5-for-10 this week. He's already singled tonight. Hits in five straight games. He's reached in each of his first 10 games at AA. Next pitch. And Arduan lifts it high into center field. Bogorski has a bead on it. Raises glove away from body as he cruises into the right center alleyway and makes the catch. Loud crack off the bat of Arduan, but the inning ends. Not before John Rhodes ties the game with an RBI single. 1-1 as we head to the seventh. We're set up for a thrilling finish. Matt Sabatis will have it for you when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, a tight matchup so far here in Bowie. Dueling shutouts into the sixth inning with each side bringing one across in that frame. Altoona's an unearned run. Eventually it became an earned run, I should say. Matt Gorski's single made it an earned run against Ignacio Feliz. But John Rhodes with a critical two-out RBI single in the bottom of the sixth. And we enter the seventh in a 1-1 contest. First pitch to Matt Frazier is too far outside. It's 1-0 to start. Ignacio Feliz needed 25 pitches for his first inning of relief. He's back out to try for a much more efficient second inning. Frazier is 1-for-2 as the next pitch is called for strike on the outside half of fastball. One ball and one strike now. Frazier singled to left field in the second inning and got doubled up to end that frame. He bounced into a double play himself in the fifth. As Feliz brings in the 1-1, and it's too far down and away, two balls and one strike, definitely seeming to try on the outside half against these lefties so far. There are only three left-handers that he has to face in this lineup, and after Frazier, he won't see another one for four batters. 2-1 pitch, too far up and away, three balls and one strike. Well, Andre had mentioned it, Feliz is looking to put together another strong outing after a disaster in Richmond that saw him allow seven runs while recording only one out. The 3-1 is a line drive to right field. Dylan Beavers, with a couple of soft steps backwards, makes the catch. Left the bat exactly at 100 miles an hour. But it's one out, and now Carter Binns will bat. We sit even here at one. What a strong debut here in 2023 for Brandon Young. Leaves you excited to see what he'll be capable of in the remainder of the season as Bowie continues their playoff push here in the Southwest Division. First pitch to Binns is a slider. Misses too far outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Binns is 1-for-2. Bounced into a double play in the second inning. 6-4-3. Single to left field in the fifth and got stranded at second base. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and a fastball misses too far down and away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes quickly here on Binns.
I do want to recognize something that I tried to bring up in the middle three innings, but it just didn't come up organically. We had two Youngs and three Jacksons in this game tonight.
That's a few.
It's pretty unique.
Yeah. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss, high fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Who's the other Jackson?
Jackson Glenn, Jackson Wolf, Jackson Holiday.
Oh, Glenn. I realized Wolf and Holiday. I forgot about Glenn. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball again. It's two balls and two strikes. Again, it was a 25-pitch first inning of work for Feliz. The longest inning for Brandon Young all day was only 16 pitches. That was his final inning of work. Gave up three singles, but no one got to third base. Here's the next, a bit too high. Run it full on Binns. Sitting over five on a full count so far here with Altoona. Three strikeouts, one walk. Feliz brings in the payoff. Check swing, he went. Ethan Gorsak makes the call. Binns tried to sell himself up to first base with a quick jump. But Gorsak was not having any of it. Second strikeout for Ignacio Feliz. Fifth overall for Bowie pitching. And with two gone, we're on to Andres Alvarez. Alvarez had an infield single in the fifth inning. First pitch to him here is a breaking ball called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Really, it seems like when Ignacio Feliz is finding the strike zone, he's pitching well, especially with his off speeds. The 0-1 nearly hits Alvarez, backs away, and it just gets away from the shoulder. One ball and one strike. Because those seven runs scored against him in Richmond last week, every hit was just a single. A lot of the contact was weak, and there were some knuckled pitches that just got to the wrong spots. 1-1, grounded deep to third, backhanded by Wagner. Gathers and throws to first in time. Great play by Max Wagner in a perfect seventh inning for Ignacio Feliz. He fills up the strike zone. He finds success. Time to stretch at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-1 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Altoona makes a pitching change. Still a 1-1 contest. Each side scoring in the sixth. That's been it. Grant Ford is done for the day. Altoona reliever. Did blow a save, came in with a 1-0 edge, but gave up a two-out RBI single to John Rhodes as Nick Dymkowski takes over. First pitch to Greg Cullen is up and in. Cullen moves the hands a little bit, but gets out of the way as the count starts out at 1-0. 7-8-9 in the Bowie lineup to bat against Dymkowski. Cullen, then Maxwell Costas and Colin Burns, the 1-0 offering, and Cullen watches it just miss down and away, 2-0. Grant Ford allowed a two hits and one run with two strikeouts and one walk in his inning of work. As the lefty Dymkowski takes over, Bowie tries to break ahead for the first time tonight, 2-0. Cullen watches it miss under the knees, 3-0 to start. 0-2 Cullen, a fly out to left field and a line out to left in the fifth his last time up. It was an excellent play by Chavez Young. But right now he's ahead 3-0 trying to extend his on-base streak. Pitch on its way, and a fastball is called for strike on the inside edge, 3-1. Nick Dymkowski, a 6'2", 195-pound, 24-year-old lefty from West Springfield, Massachusetts. Non-drafted free agent back in 2021 from the University of Hartford. 3-1 outside, ball four. Cullen has reached base now in 14 consecutive games. Second consecutive inning that the Bay Sox have opened with a walk. Just the third walk total from Altoona pitching. Dylan Beaver has scored after opening up the sixth with a walk. Maxwell Costas will bat now. Nick Dymkowski has 28 appearances in the season, a 4-3 record, 3.13 ERA, 69 innings on the nose, 46 strikeouts, 18 walks. He has allowed 11 homers. Eight of them have been to right-handed batters, three to lefties. First pitch, and Costas pops it foul out of play right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Costas is 0-2. Flew out to right field back in the second inning, grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. As we sit tied at one. Dymkowski fires, and Costas nearly gets it on the shoe tops. It's out of the way as the count goes even in a ball and a strike. So you've got a helicopter flying over from the Naval Academy, making its way westward toward the Capitol. Not too far behind the center field wall. 1-1, and Costas pops it up on the infield right side. Shallow right, Matt Frazier running down. Right fielder nearly overran it, but makes the catch. And there's one away as Costas is 0-3, 0-10 on the series. Colin Burns will bat now.
The second baseman number one, Colin Burns.
Dymkowski is coming off of a spot start. Oh no, it was a long relief outing that saw him fire five innings against Erie. Gave up two runs with two walks and only one strikeout. First pitch into Burns is flown out to left field. Young will jog down on it and make the catch. Leadoff walk, followed by two flyouts, and with two gone now, Dylan Beavers will bat.
The right fielder, number 26, Dylan Beavers.
Beavers 0-2. Grounded out to second in the first, flew out to left in the third, walked and scored Bowie's only run back in the sixth inning. First pitch in from Dombkowski, and Beavers watches it for called strike at the knees. Nothing in one to start. Hard pivot for Dombkowski after starting with three out of the zone in the leadoff walk. This is the fifth time that he has seen Bowie, and Dombkowski has allowed just one earned run in eight innings against the Bay Sox this season. Here's the next, and it's slapped up the left field line. Foul. A little too much slice as the count goes to nothing at two. Carried just in front of Kyle Moore in the coach's box. The only run that Dombkowski has allowed against the Bay Sox this year. It was a solo home run to T.T. Bowens. As we've got time called. Kyle Moore tried to get that foul ball into the stands, but was unable to. Now he's got to try again. Gets it this time, and we can reset. Still on this 0-2 pitch. Lefty holds. Pitch on its way. And it's flared out toward left field. A base hit. Beavers extends his hit streak to five consecutive games. Go-ahead run in scoring position for the Bay Sox as they've been doing plenty of work today with two outs. Of Bowie's five hits now this evening, the last three have been with two outs. Jackson Holliday will try and drive in the go-ahead run. Bowie has a top five average in the league when it comes to two-out batting. Holliday is 0 for 2 on the day. He'd like to join in on that. First pitch, and he fouls it off a line to the left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Holliday walked on the full count in the first. Flew out to left field in the third. Struck out looking on a good changeup. His last time up in the sixth. First and second, two gone here. As we sit tied at one in the bottom of the seventh inning. A one pitch, and Holliday watches it just miss outside. Barely. A curveball from Dombkowski runs it even at a ball and a strike. Well, Baseball America sees him as having some of the best control, strike zone discipline in the Altoona. Not just the Altoona staff, but the Pirates organization, Dombkowski. 1-1, down and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. And that's why it felt so off, the way he started to Greg Cullen. Seems fair that he's reset it just now, but has to fight with Jackson Holliday. That's always a tough battle. 2-1 offering. Holliday watches it outside. Three balls and one strike. With two outs here in the bottom of the seventh, there is action in the Bowie bullpen. Recently promoted Ryan Hennin is getting loose. Lefty was signed by the Orioles as a minor league free agent last year. First and second, two away. The 3-1 pitch. Holliday drills it into center field, not very deep for Matt Gorski. Center fielder runs down and makes the catch. Holliday strands a pair. He's 0 for 3 on the day as the seventh comes to a close. On to the eighth as we sit tied at one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region. like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
It's been a lovely night here at Prince George's Stadium, weather-wise, game-wise, all-around-wise, as we move on to the eighth inning here in Bowie. Temperatures in the low 70s right now. Clear skies, very minimal wind as we sit tied at one. First pitch here to Jacob Gonzalez is a fastball. Called for strike in the upper outside corner, nothing in one. New pitcher on the mound for the Bay Sox is left-handed Ryan Hannon. His double-A debut. As he faces off against 8-9-1 in the Altoona lineup, 0-1 pitch, misses down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Gonzalez, Chavez, Young, and then Jackson Glenn to bat. Gonzalez is 0-2 with a flyout and a groundout. But Hennin, promoted from High A Aberdeen just ahead of today's game. The Bay Sox pitching staff has been a little depleted as the 1-1 misses too far outside. Two balls and one strike. But we did make a flurry of moves yesterday that saw them lose Kyle Brnovich, Tyler Birch, and Carlos Tavera. Losing Tavera essentially turned yesterday's game almost into a bullpen day. 2-1 pitch is fouled off right side. Count goes to two balls and two strikes because, recall, Tavera was scheduled to start yesterday's game before hitting the injured list. So Bowie bringing in some reinforcements in Hennin today as the lefty makes his double-A debut. A 6-foot, 180-pound left-hander from Cold Springs, Minnesota. Minor league free agent signed by Baltimore in August of 2020. Fires the 2-2, and it's popped up. Foul ground right side. It's going to get out of play as Costas gave it a chase. Count stays even. Ignacio Feliz is done. No decision in relief for him. Two innings, one hit, one run. It was earned. He struck out two batters and walked one. And it is the first left-handed pitcher for the Bay Sox in quite some time. Left-handed reliever, 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball down and away, and Hennin starts his double-A career with a strikeout. One gone now for Chavez Young. Last lefty reliever for Bowie was Easton Lucas, who got promoted in the first half, along with Heston Kerstad. He's since been traded to Oakland. First pitch to Chavez. Young is swung on and missed outside. A slider starts the count out at nothing and one. Young is 0-1, struck out swinging in the third, walked and scored Altoona's run in the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses too high, and it's one ball and one strike. Here's the next, called for strike. Change up on the lower inside edge. It's 1-2. And it had spent all of this season with High A Aberdeen. He'd actually pitched in two different organizations last season. Next offering, too far inside. Two balls and two strikes. He was at one point picked up by the Royals. Had 10 appearances with their single-A affiliate before joining Baltimore. With Aberdeen this season, he'd gone 2-0 with a 3.86 ERA. 2-2. Popped him up, foul. Right side out of play still. Count stays. And it had 17 appearances. He'd finished out 10 different games and collected two saves. 21 innings. He'd struck out 25, walked 8, allowed 3 home runs. Here's the 2-2. Knuckled up the third base line. Good jump in by Wagner. He backhands, throws in front of the bag, and a bounce in front of Costas. Still there in time. An off-balance play, but a sensational finish.
The speed he had to make that transfer on the run was very impressive. To shuffle that ball out of glove into bare hand, not bobble it at all on a humid night, and get that skim right on the throw was very impressive play by Max Wagner.
Never really had time to set or charge up the throw. It was practically just transfer and almost push the ball. Top of the lineup for Jackson Glenn is swung on and just pieced Val off of home plate. Count starts out at nothing and one. Of course, it wasn't a full-on just push of the ball, but it looked close enough. Hennin got his first taste of professional action in the Independent Frontier League. He was a starter with the Washington Wild Thing. So one pitch, misses up and in, one ball and one strike. Back in 2021, they are actually not too far away from Altoona, Washington, Pennsylvania. Andre knows more about that area than I do. As the 1-1 pitch is too far outside. Count goes to two balls and one strike. He was a strong pitcher with that team. 56-40 the season he was there. He went 11-3 with a 2.12 ERA in 2021. 2-1. Foul off back to the screen, and it's two balls and two strikes here. And right now he's on the door of a perfect first inning of relief in his Double-A debut. Bases empty, two outs. As we sit tied at one. Hennin sets. Pitch on its way. Fouled off into the netting right side. Count stays. Seems a lot of foul balls out of the gate. We'll see if that hurts Hennin if he tries for a second inning. He already is up to 17 pitches thanks to all of these fouls. The third 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. High changeup. Hennin strikes out a pair in his Double-A debut. A perfect eighth inning. We're on to the bottom of the frame in a 1-1 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a 1-1 contest as Max Wagner leads things off. First pitch in from Nick Domkowski is a curveball called for strike high. Nothing in one. Wagner 1-for-3, a single to right field in the fourth inning. Around that, two strikeouts, one in the first and then one in the sixth. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Wagner smokes a line drive to left field. Base hit. Three hops in front of Chavez Young, and Bowie has go-ahead run on base here to start the eighth inning. Third consecutive frame that Bowie has put the leadoff batter on. Fourth time tonight that they've done that. Judd Fabian will step up. Domkowski had to work around first and second in the seventh. Worked three deep flyouts to escape the frame and strand a runner in scoring position. Judd Fabian is 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch. And he watches the curveball. A balk! So, Fabian didn't see a pitch, technically. Wagner goes to second base on a balk. That's the second balk this series from Altoona pitchers. They balked in a run two nights ago in the seventh inning. It was the go-ahead run in Bowie's 5-1 win. So, Fabian still waits for his first pitch. Here it comes. This time it's the fastball, and it's swung on and missed outside. Nothing in one to start. Fabian singled up the middle in the sixth inning, and Bowie has go-ahead run in scoring position before we really see anything here in the bottom of the eighth. Domkowski looks back second. 0-1 pitch. Fabian watches it miss outside. One ball and one strike. Carter Binns does have two passed balls this season. I will say Minkowski's stuff doesn't move as much as Jackson Wolf's does, and Binns did an excellent job keeping those pitches in front of him, so I don't think we'll see a wild pitch. 1-1. Breaking ball down. Two balls and one strike here on Fabian. Second baseman Alvarez holding on Wagner. Plays very close to the bag. Fairly large lead for Wagner. Maybe not fairly large. The 2-1. And Fabian grounds it up the third base line, but foul. Tough foul ball, too, as it actually snuck under Jackson Glenn's glove and would have went into left field. Does run the count even, though, at two balls and two strikes. Bowie wanted to keep the pace in the Southwest Division right now. Unfortunately for them, Richmond picked up a 4-0 shutout win over Harrisburg tonight. So they can't gain any ground in the race. 2-2. Too far outside. Run it full here on Fabian. At the moment, Bowie is one game out of a playoff spot. And if they can break ahead here and win tonight, they would still just be one game out. Fabian hitting 130 on a full count this season. Strikes out nearly half the time. Payoff pitch is popped up. Deep to shallow left. Who's going to get there? The shortstop, Chang, in foul territory. Leans back and makes the catch. Sky-high shot for Fabian. But he's put out for the first of the inning, and now John Rhodes will bat. John Rhodes has really stepped up lately in the back half of games. Game-tying RBI single in the sixth. Looks like they might not want to send Dombkowski off against him. Altoona is going to make a pitching change. Rhodes has homers in back-to-back nights against the curve. They want to send in a fresh arm to face off against the hot bat. So we got a new hurler coming in as Dombkowski departs. We'll tell you about him in just a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, a pitching change for the curve as we continue on here with the bottom of the eighth inning at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-1 contest as Oliver Garcia takes over. Right-hander faces John Rhodes to start with runner at second, one out. Nick Dombkowski is done. Runner at second does belong to him. 1 1/3 innings, two hits, currently no runs, no strikeouts, and one walk. Garcia, a 6'3", 213-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican. International free agent signed back in 2015 by Pittsburgh. Rhodes is 1-for-3. Game-tying RBI single with two outs in the sixth. First pitch home, and Rhodes watches it. Slider missed too far down and away. 1-0 to start. Garcia on the season. 34 appearances, a 6-2 record, a 4.10 ERA. 37 1/3 innings, 44 strikeouts, 24 walks. Here's the 1-0, and Rhodes comes up empty on a high breaking ball. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Garcia has allowed two home runs, one to a lefty, one to a righty. On the season, he has inherited 15 runners and allowed five to score. 1-1 pitch. Rhodes watches slider miss up and away. Goes to two balls and one strike now. Two one. Rhodes watches slider again, 3-1 as it goes too far outside. Garcia allowed a solo home run to Joseph Rosa back in June. 7-6 extra inning win for the Bay Sox at PNG Field. Hitter's count for Rhodes here. The pitch. Down and away, ball four. I tell you, Rhodes has a very high OPS after the sixth inning this season. Nearly 100 points above his overall mark. Thanks in part to the work that he's done lately, too. He's got home runs in each of the last two games after the seventh inning. Ninth inning last night, eighth inning two nights ago. And he works a quick walk here to put two on for Silas Ardoin, who's 1-for-3. Everything he's hit has gone up the middle. Single to center field in the second, and then flyouts to center in the fourth and sixth. First pitch from Garcia, and Ardoin watches it for called strike. Fastball on the inside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Garcia is coming off of a scoreless inning against Erie last week. Didn't allow a base runner. Struck out one of the three he saw. 0-1 pitch. Ardoin cracks it to third and it's through. Here comes Wagner. The throw from Young is going to come in up the line and no tag is applied. Silas Ardoin gives Bowie the lead. It's 2-1 here in the eighth. Rhodes goes to third. Ardoin goes to second. His second hit of the day, his fourth RBI, and Bowie's up 2-1. Well, it was a tough day for Chavez Young to be put in left field for the first time this season. He's committed a throwing error. He went a little bit wild trying to bring it into home plate. And that throw put two into scoring position for Greg Cullen. Still with only one out, the infield has to play in. That run belongs to Nick Domkowski. His line is closed. First pitch to Cullen, misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Garcia is not unfamiliar with the Bay Sox this season. 1-0 pitch here, and Cullen swings and misses on a fastball outside, 1-1. This is his eighth appearance against Bowie. Last one came on June 25th. He had to dance around a couple of walks to toss two-thirds of a scoreless inning in a Bay Sox win. 1-1 pitch, and it misses down and away to Cullen. Two balls and one strike. Cullen 0-for-2. Flew out to left field in the second, lined out to left in the fifth. He walked in the seventh and got left at second base. Bowie doing excellent work here after the back half of the game. Righty sets. The 2-1 pitch. Cullen goes after it but fouls it off. Fastball up and away goes back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Garcia took a semi-black eye against Richmond two appearances ago. Two errors harmed his outing. He eventually allowed five runs in one ninth inning. None of them were earned. Two-two pitch to Cullen. He looked at foul, out of play left side. Touches down under the berm as the count stays even at two. See a sixth pitch in this plate appearance. Garcia has thrown 12 pitches so far and hasn't recorded an out. Walk and an RBI single against the first two batters he's seen. As Bowie leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Another 2-2 to Cullen. Inside, nearly. No, it did clip him. Home plate umpire is saying that it got Cullen's back foot. Ethan Gorsak quick for the call as Carter Binns almost lost that ball behind him. If he did, Binns actually would have been happy that it was a hit by pitch because it'd be a dead ball. But it loads the bases with one out for Maxwell Costas. First opportunity for Costas this season with the bases loaded. And as he looks for his first hit here at home, I feel like this would be a good time for it. Costas, a Baltimore native, has plenty of family in attendance tonight. First time that they've all been able to get together specifically for one of his games since he joined Bowie. First pitch, and the righty floats it in the air to shallow right field. Frazier running down, nearly overran it, makes the catch. They're going to try and tag from third. The throw is late! What a heads-up play by John Rhodes! Saw the dancing of Matt Frazier. He didn't get a good track on that ball and wasn't able to really run into a good throw. It's 3-1 Bowie on a sac fly by Costas, his fourth RBI of the season. Ardoin read that on the back end too, goes from second to third, and now Colin Burns will bat with runners at the corners and two outs. That's a major cushion in how tight that this game has been. Ryan Hennin has an opportunity for a big win in his AA debut when we go to the ninth. But now we look at Burns, first pitch. And he watches fastball miss up and away. 1-0 to start. That run belongs to Garcia. It's the first earned run he's allowed here in the month of August. He was the losing pitcher in a walk-off loss to Harrisburg. Last time he allowed a run, it was on the last day of July. Next pitch, misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Garcia had allowed eight runs to Bowie specifically this year as the 2-0 misses up and away. Three balls and no strikes. And he has only once tried to pitch a second inning against the Bay Sox. So Bowie has at least had a good understanding of him. They've not crushed him, but they've been consistent. 3-0, and it's slapped foul up the line left side. Fastball at 95, just a bit away, and the count goes to 3-1 here on Burns, who's 0-3. He grounded out to second in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth, flew out to left field last inning. Here's the next. Outside ball four, load him back up. Second walk of the inning for Garcia. It's the fifth overall for Altoona pitching. And here comes Drew Bennis to have a conversation. Bennis, the pitching coach for Altoona, late change in the staff for the Curve. But Bennis familiar with the organization. He was the pitching coach last year, and I believe the year before, too. Son of a longtime big leaguer, Andy Bennis. See how long this meeting lasts for. Shouldn't be too long as Ethan Gorsak is already slowly walking up to the hill to break it up as they want to see what they have to do against Dylan Beavers and the top of the Bowie lineup. Beavers is 1-for-3 on the season with the bases loaded. He struck out twice, does have an RBI. One for 3 day from Beavers with a walk and a run scored in the sixth. A single to left field back in the seventh inning. Second opportunity for the Bay Sox in this inning with the bases loaded. First pitch and the lefty watches breaking ball miss down. Count starts out at nothing and one. Or 1-0 rather. I want to get too far ahead of myself with that prophetic nature sometimes, Andre. Two runs across in the inning with Bowie now up by two. The 1-0 pitch, Beavers watches it outside. Breaking ball runs it to 3-0. Inning started with a Max Wagner single on the second pitch he saw. Went to second base on a balk with the game still tied at one. Judd Fabian popped out to the shortstop in foul territory, and that forced a pitching change. 2-0 pitch, and Beavers drills it, but too far foul. Bit of a slice to the left side. It'll touch down on the berm. Count goes to two balls and one strike. After the pitching change, Nick Dombkowski left. Garcia came in, and John Rhodes instantly drew a quick walk. Salazar Duan singled into center field to drive in the go-ahead run. Greg Cullen was hit by a pitch, and Maxwell Costas flew out to right to drive in another run. Burns walked, and now we're here to Beavers with the bases loaded and two gone. 2-1 pitch. Beavers watches fastball miss outside. Three balls and one strike. Well, this is one of those scenarios where you're almost certain to get a strong hittable pitch. See if Beavers can get the barrel. 3-1 offering, and he smacks it up the middle, but a well-shaded shortstop, Chang, will glove and go to the bag himself, forcing out Colin Burns. The inning is over, but the Bay Sox do play a couple of runs, break the 1-1 tie, and are three outs away from a win. We move to the ninth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Ram's Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by and catch up on a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. You picked a fun one to tune into this evening. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. As we move to the ninth inning, Bowie on top 3-1. Scoreless game through five, each side planting a run in the sixth. Then Bowie breaking out with a pair of runs in the eighth to take their first lead in a couple of days. It'll be 2-3-4, set to bat for Altoona in this half inning as Ryan Hennin continues on the mound. Reliever in his AA debut will try to pick up a win. Sungjae Chang gets it started. He actually doesn't have an at-bat yet today. First pitch. And it's called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Chang has failed to record an at-bat in three different ways. He walked in the first, laid down a sacrifice bunt in the fourth, and drilled a sacrifice fly in the sixth to bring in Altoona's only run. The 0-1 is lined foul left side. It's nothing and two. It was that Richmond game the other day where Dylan Beavers had four plate appearances before he got an at-bat. I think it was the Sunday game because it went to 11 innings. Beavers got a chance and then grounded out. He walked in three plate appearances and then hit a sac fly in the other. Here's the 0-2. Just fouled off of home plate. Late attack on the curveball down, and the count stays at nothing and two here on Chang. After the lefty, it'll be Matt Gorski and then Joe Perez to bat. As Bowie leads 3-1, trying to pick up their second win of the week. Pull even in the series and try to take a lead tomorrow on Saturday. 0-2 pitch. Too far up and away. A fastball. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes now. Hennin down with High A Aberdeen. Had opponents hitting 250 against him as a lefty. Two of his three homers were to right-handed batters. 1-2. Curveball misses too high. It's two balls and two strikes. Well, parallels from this series to the Richmond series. I'd mentioned Bowie dropped two of the first three in that series and then one out the weekend. Bowie dropped two of the first three this week and are getting there. 2-2. Curveball, pop foul out of play left side. They've got good standing for the first of those three legs necessary. But one of the other parallels was the season series. Bowie entered that season series with Richmond down 8-10. 2-2. Oh, just missed. Breaking ball. Not sure by how much. Low and away is the call, and it runs it full here on Chang. Chang 1-for-9 on full counts this season. 5 strikeouts, 4 walks. Henin sets. Payoff pitch. Line drive. High liner out toward left field. John Rhodes jogs down and makes the catch. One away. Bowie entered that Richmond series having won 8 of the 18 games played. They needed to win 4 of 6 to pull even in the season series, and that's exactly what they did. Bowie entered this series with Altoona, having won 8 of 18 games in the season series. Parallels are all over the place. First pitch here to Matt Gorski is called for strike at the knees. Changeup opens it at nothing and one. All of it against two teams that they're very familiar with within their own division. Next pitch. This is down and away. Check swing with no go. It's 1-1. Gorski's 1-for-3. Single to right field back in the sixth inning. As the 1-1 is lined up the third base side but foul. Count goes to 1-2 now. Joe Perez on deck. And then tries to pick up his second strikeout, make it his third strikeout. He had 2 in the eighth inning. The pitch. Lifted in the air, left center field, shallow. Hanging up long enough for John Rhodes to run it down. He makes the catch right in front of Judd Fabian as the two came close to high five. Two away here in the ninth. Henin has retired all 5 batters he's seen. 1 out away from picking up a win here in his AA debut. Joe Perez will be the last Altoona chance, with Bowie up 3-1. Single to left field for Perez in the fifth. He got doubled off. He struck out twice as well. First pitch. And it's hit in the air to center field. Fabian sprinting down a long way. He will let it fall. Watching with Colin Burns, they did not want to collide. That's a fair read, but it does bring tying run to the plate as Perez picks up his second hit of the day. That high fly ball was a bit tricksy with a great run out, too, by Colin Burns. That almost hurt the Bay Sox in that sense. Fabian could have dove for that ball. It wasn't a line drive enough that if he missed it, it would have gotten by him. It would have stayed in his vicinity.
That was tight, but that was textbook no man's land, too, just where that ball landed.
The Texas leaguer. Here's Matt Frazier, 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch. And he watches high fastball miss. It's 1-0 to start. So now Henin has to walk the fine line. This is tying run scenario. Frazier singled to left field in the second inning. Hit into a double play in the fifth. Lined out to right field in the seventh. Next pitch called strike. Changeup sat right down Broadway. It's 1-1. Henin hasn't picked up a win since late July. Aberdeen used him plenty in August. 1-1. Called strike. A fastball on the outside half of the plate. It's 1-2 now. Fans getting into it as Bowie tries to pick up their second win of the week, leading 3-1 here in the ninth. Silas Ardoin was going to ask for time, but it looks like Matt Frazier got there first. Actually saves Henin. No disengagement. But he sets on the hill. Runner at first, 2 down in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted in the air to left field. Rhodes is on a late break. Jogs down and makes the catch. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. What do you know, Andre? A come-from-behind victory. 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to break a 1-1 tie and pick up a thrilling 3-1 win over the Altoona Curve tonight. Andre, we'll get you started with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Bay Sox back in the win column as they take down Altoona tonight by a 3-1 final. Another late win for the Bay Sox. Another come-from-behind win as the scoring got started late in what was a pitcher's duel early, but Bowie, as they have all week, found the offense late, and this time was enough to get them over the line with two in the bottom of the eighth. Andre McGarry here with you on Bay Sox postgame to break down how this one went down and give you a look around what is an exciting day in the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and what could be an exciting weekend we'll preview as well. As Bowie, still, if they can win two more games here on Saturday and Sunday, can walk out of here with a series win at home against the Curve. But first things first, let's get to this one and break down when this one started. At 7.05 p.m., a prompt first pitch time. As said, it was an early pitcher's duel. Brandon Young, the right-hander, went for the Bay Sox, his first outing of 2023 with Bowie. Pitched here in April of last season, but then injury saw him head on the 60-day IL. And the last couple of months, he's been building himself up in the lower levels of the minor leagues with a handful of appearances. Finally made his return to Double A, and boy, was it a special one. The two sides matched each other blow for blow in the early innings. Young was maybe the closer to breaking, but he got some good help from his defense as a 6-4-3 double play helped Bowie get out of a frame in the second after a one-out single. Then in the fourth, an outfield assist from John Rhodes would allow them to throw out a leadoff single. Jackson Glenn, who tried to score from third on a fly ball out by Matt Gorski. That kept Altoona off the board through the first four frames. Offense was a little quiet for Bowie through the first five innings. Jackson Wolf, the left-hander, on the mound in his third start in the Pirates organization. In the top 15, Pirates prospect, a big trade deadline acquisition this year from the San Diego Padres, was as advertised. Five innings, no runs, on just two hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. Young would allow three hits in the fifth, but with the help of another double play, meant that there was only two on with two outs, no runs.
runners came across, and he was able to get his final out of the evening. 5 innings, 5 hits, no runs, a walk, 3 strikeouts. Scoring started in the 6th. Ignacio Feliz came in for Bowie. He would allow a leadoff walk, a stolen base, and then a throwing error from catcher Silas Ardoin allowed Young to get the 3rd. That put him in situation when Sungjae Cheng came up to the plate with 1 out to be able to score and open up the scoring. See if Bowie can keep the curve off the board once more. It's been bend but don't break these last few innings for the Bay Sox. Next pitch, oh, is hit out deep towards center field. Fabian starts back. He's able to creep in. Runs in, makes the catch. Here's the throw to home plate. On a bullet towards the plate, but sliding in safely. Chavez Young as it arrives on one hop late to Silas Ardoin. Flyout's deep enough for a sacrifice fly for Sungjae Cheng. His 4th RBI of the week, 2nd successful sacrifice fly. It plates Young for the first run of the game, and Altoona takes a 1-0 lead here in the top of the 6th. Lead was not long, though, for the curve, similar to what Bowie did on Wednesday night. After Altoona took the lead, the Bay Sox responded in the next half frame. Grant Ford took the ball for Altoona out of the bullpen in the 6th. And a leadoff walk seemed innocent enough after a couple of strikeouts meant 2 outs with just a runner on first. Then back-to-back singles made things interesting, including this one from John Rhodes. 1-1. And Rhodes, line drive over the glove of the third baseman. Glenn trickles into left field for a base hit. It'll allow Beavers to score to tie the game as John Rhodes comes through once more. Back-to-back two-out singles allow the Bay Sox to tie the game at 1 here in the bottom of the 6th. Rhodes delivered once again in a late-game scenario for the Bay Sox. That one tied the game in the 6th inning. Through the 7th, still scoreless, but late offense came again for the Bay Sox in the 8th against Nick Dumkowski. A leadoff single in the frame from Max Wagner, and a walk would eventually put 2 on and bring up Silas Ardoin against Oliver Garcia, who entered the game for Dumkowski. But the right-handed hitting Ardoin, who's been really one of the best sources of offense for Bowie since his promotion a couple weeks ago, would come through in his biggest spot yet.
0-1 pitch. Ardoin cracks it to 3rd and it's through. Here comes Wagner. The throw from Young is going to come in up the line and no tag is applied. Silas Ardoin gives Bowie the lead. It's 2-1 here in the 8th.
Wouldn't be the only run of the frame for the Bay Sox as they would get one more on a sneaky sacrifice fly from Maxwell Costas that played in Rhodes. Made it a 3-1 game as the Bowie bullpen continued to hold serve. Just 1 run allowed in those 2 frames for Ignacio Feliz and then Ryan Hannon. And his first double-A outing, the left-hander. 2 scoreless frames to help Bowie across the line. Final lines in this one, the Bay Sox, 3 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. Altoona, 1 run on 7 hits. They made 1 error. The win goes to Ryan Hennon in his double-A debut, 1-0. The loss to Nick Dumkowski, who allowed that first run to score in the 8th, drops him to 4-4. Overall in this game, the win for the Bay Sox, a 3-1 final, a game that took 2 hours 28 minutes to complete in front of an announced attendance of 4,187 at Prince George's Stadium tonight. Step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and then preview tomorrow's matchup. Don't go anywhere. Listening to Bay Sox postgame.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Wrapping up here on Bay Sox postgame as Bowie takes it 3-1 tonight over Altoona. Let's take a look around the rest of the Eastern League and see how scores went down. Final scores all around with the exception of a couple games tonight. We'll give you the finals first as a doubleheader played between Erie and Akron. Rubber Ducks were able to take game one of those two abbreviated seven-inning affairs 2-1, but a late rally from the Seawolves, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, saw Erie take it 6-4 over Akron in game two of that doubleheader. Also a final score at the Diamond. Richmond takes down Harrisburg 4-0. So Bowie, still a game back in the playoff race, but still right in the thick of things in the Southwest Division. Currently, two games still going on as the other final sees Binghamton take down Portland 7-4 at home. End of the 8th in Hartford, and the Yard Goats hosting New Hampshire out to an 8-6 lead. It's gotten out of hand quickly in Reading as it's 22-2 Somerset over the Fightins tonight as 6 runs in the 8th and 6 runs in the 9th have allowed that one to get way out of hand up there. 23 hits for the Patriots as well. They're still tacking on right now in the top of the 9th. They have 2 in scoring position. Well, let's take a look around the rest of the Orioles system with Baltimore set to get underway later tonight in Oakland, kicking off a 3-game weekend set. We'll look around the rest of the minor league ranks. In AAA, it's been a tough week for the Norfolk Tides. They've dropped each of the first 3 to Memphis, and they trail 6-1 right now on the road. Kobe Mayo, a solo home run, one of just 2 hits for the Tides on the night. That game, though, still a little early in the bottom of the 4th. Bottom of the 9th in the high A ranks for Aberdeen. They'll need a rally against Wilmington as they trail 6-3. Samuel Basayo, 1-for-3 with a walk. The Orioles' number 5 prospect for Aberdeen tonight. In the single A ranks, Delmarva gets a 7-1 win at home against Salem. Couple of big prospects, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Matt Corvath, couple of the top round picks for the Orioles in this most recent draft. Not in the lineup tonight. But Zach Peake, the right-handed reliever, who's making his rehab sit right now with Delmarva, did throw a scoreless inning in a 3rd. But at the double-A ranks, Bowie takes it 3-1 over Altoona. The Bay Sox pull even in this 6-game set. They'll be back in action tomorrow against the Curve, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch, as the Bay Sox will be back on track and take the series lead, maybe, with Alex Pham on the mound for them. The right-hander still looking for his first double-A win, but has been very effective so far, 0-2. With a 2.23 ERA. Top 5 prospect in the Pirates system, left-hander Anthony Solometo will get the ball for Altoona, 2-4 of the 4.51 ERA. 6:35 first pitch means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame is 6:15. Before Matt Sabatis and I bring you the call from Prince George's Stadium. But for tonight, signing off for the ballpark, once again our final. Bowie takes it 3-1 over Altoona. Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.